Attention listeners across the galaxy. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide that trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN. It's manscaped.com. Use the code FLMAN and get 20% off and free shipping.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
Something fresh and exciting. Somebody with a sock personality that'll sweep people right off their feet.
Where is he? What is he up to? What other terrors can he unleash at will?
Starring your genial host, renowned writer, art collector, and teller of strange tales.
What fiendish power did he possess? Where did he come from? Who is this man?
Believe me.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network for a Friday. Talk radio the way our founders would have appreciated it. America raped and pillaged and embarrassed and destroyed. Day 247. A little late on the trigger there.
Yeah.
It's a collabo effort there. Say hello to our good friend Rosie Maria. How are you?
So good. Friday could not come soon enough. I'm ready.
So good to have you back in here.
Good to be here.
Say hello to the Latino catfish hunter. TJ is here.
It will be proven.
And he can see his home from anywhere. Neil Frey is here.
Damn right.
We've got a busy show today, too. At the bottom of this hour, we'll talk to our friends at Emerald Coast Harley-Davidson about some upcoming events there. Yanking it in the second hour, two. The My Show in three. Rosie's Take. Whatever you want to call it. We'll do in the hour four. So cool. A couple of gals at the View. This is just... Sonny Hostin and Anna Navarro? Yeah. So it's a big day on the View because the Kamala's coming. Ooh, Kamala.
Yeah.
I get to, you know, gush over Kamala. So Kamala's coming, and I guess as a protocol... all the cast and crew are tested for what are they called? The COVID.
Yeah.
And, well, where is my audio? Damn it. Don't tell me. Here it is. Here's what went down. It's the whole piece, and you'll hear them wrap it up after.
Two of you to step off for a second.
Okay.
And we're going to bring
Sonny
you back later.
Have to
okay.
leave.
Yes.
And we'll tell you why.
More information later. It's a tease.
We'll tell you why in a couple of minutes. So shall I introduce the vice president?
Yes.
Listen.
Okay. So, vice president. No.
No. No.
Okay. Shall we dance? Let's do a tap dance.
Let's do a tap dance.
So here they go. They come back for the break. They're usually two girls over here, two girls over here. Anna and Sonny had to beat it, and they were going to bring on the vice president. They decided not to bring on the vice president because the ladies will explain.
It's going to be a major news story any minute now.
Yeah.
What happened is that Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. They probably have a breakthrough case, and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated up the wazoo.
Yeah. They're vaccinated up the wazoo.
Right.
But they still got it.
No, a lot of vaccines. So,
they've had a lot of vaccines.
It's like the love of vaccines.
They do love vaccine talk over there.
I just love it.
We've been vaccinated at the wazoo.
Where's that? Where's that, Daddy?
This is really bad because it is national exposure for breakout. We can't even call them breakout cases. Can we stop calling them breakout cases? Can we just say vaxxed cases? It's a vaxxed case.
Yeah.
It's a vaccinated case. And it's on national television. And it upended their interview
And they had to go remote. They kept Kamala off site somewhere, and they did a little chit chat with her. Here's part of it where she talks about the border agents on horseback whipping Haitians.
There we go.
First of all, I've been very clear about the images that you and I both saw of those law enforcement officials on horses. I was outraged by it. It was horrible and deeply troubling. There's been now an investigation that is being conducted, which I fully support, and there needs to be consequence and accountability. Human beings should not be treated that way. And
oh, my God.
Keep in mind, we just blew up 7 children by accident.
Yeah. No mention of that.
Know, it also evoked images of some of the worst moments of our history, where that kind of behavior has been used against the indigenous people of our country, has been used against African Americans during times.
She laughs. She.
It's insidious how she does that.
Listen when she starts
it's
to
a
say
nervous laugh.
Yeah, she gets that in her face against the indigenous people. What's so funny? Uh-oh, I just screwed it up.
Where that kind of behavior has been used against the indigenous people of our country, has been used against African Americans.
And she's got a big smile on her face.
It's weird.
It's a disease, I think. So anyway, meanwhile, speaking of migrants, the fellow, they caught up with a guy who took the photo. The guy who actually captured the picture that's now, you know, of the whipping. And they looked him up. He's from Las Cruces, I guess, New Mexico. And they wanted to get his opinion of it. I might have to wait an ad out here. So, but the vice president said the same, pretty much. They need to be punished. There's going to be consequences. They need to be, you know, people are going to be punished over this. I've got that audio. But we literally just whacked 10 innocent people and then just left. And the president himself has not said a word about it, if you've noticed. Not to my knowledge.
Look, folks.
No.
I don't think he has.
I haven't heard a word.
No. Everyone around him has. Well, no, not everyone around him has. I think only one person is. Only Blinken and the Pentagon, right? And maybe one and one general.
He's too busy talking about taxing the rich.
Oh, yeah, he's having a problem with that. There's a news story. All right, here's the news. They found the photographer, and this is what he has to say.
Outrage. We're talking about those images depicting Border Patrol agents on horseback. New today, the White House says they are under investigation. This is what we're talking about. These were taken out of Del Rio. The White House even called the images, quote, horrific. Only on 9, we spoke with a photographer of these images who is actually based out of Las Cruces. Now, many people says it appears the Border Patrol are whipping migrants, but the photographer himself says that's actually not the case.
Some of the Haitian men started running, trying to go around the horses. And that's kind of when the whole thing happened. I didn't ever see him whip anybody with the thing. He was swinging it. But I didn't see him actually whip someone with it, you know. So that's something that can easily misconstrued when you're looking at the pictures.
The angle of it.
That the guy who took the picture, who was there, says nobody was whipped. Meanwhile, the vice president and the president are out there talking about it's just really weird that no one was killed there in that river. It may have looked like a violent scene. The guys are running. The border agent is trying. By the way, is there?
That's their job.
Yeah. Job one is protect the border. One guy grabs a guy by the shirt, but you know, that's about it. And now they can't use horses. Horses are a huge thing on the border. Now they have a whole mounted division of Texas Border Patrol agents.
Now we're going to get rid of the horses in every city that the police use to corral people at every parade.
Because it's racist. Nobody was harmed. Nobody was hurt. Nobody's even whipped. It just may have looked as if somebody was whipped. And there's an investigation. There's going to be retribution. There's going to be someone's going to pay a price. Here's Biden saying there, those people are going to pay. Not the guys that blow up 7 children in Afghanistan.
Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be, an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are. Thank you.
Thank you. A nice little thank you.
But did you see, like, from like a female perspective, I'm listening to her. I'm like, oh, she's only about the image. That's all I could hear. She's, we speak to these images. And I think the whole thing about having those two pulled off the show was an image thing as well.
Really?
Because it's a 15-minute test. They know. Why would they pull them off way later? If you got your test an hour ago and it's a 15-minute test, you know if you have it or not right there. Right? Mm. Supposedly. So why did they wait until you were on air?
And maybe Kamala wasn't even there.
Obviously.
What I wish they would have done, if they just would have flown her in and had like a fake set at the border. And the walls fall down. Oh, my God, where am I? Jesus.
A bunch of Haitian people eating some oranges behind it.
Yeah, that's what it's really all about. It's just sending this message about, well, they're vaccinated and it's whatever. And this is an image. And then she's not even there. So maybe it was even an excuse to why she wasn't really coming on the show. It's like, you've got COVID. Really? Imagine a disease.
And you get a week vacation. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Beat it.
don't look a border horse in the mouth.
Well, we can't now. They're not there anymore.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have those.
Yeah, I hadn't considered that was a put on.
Of course it is. Everything is.
Rosie's going right for the throat.
Right, because in New York, that's what happens. When you go into the building, you have to get the test when you go into the building. Same with NASDAQ, all of it. You have a test every day. So they're right there. It doesn't even take 15 minutes. They just call it that. And so they tell you yes or no, or you can walk in or not.
See, that's maybe what I'm sorry. That's what I was saying about the test that you guys took. It took 5 days. Like Gamble.
mine took two days or 3 days. But they have a machine right there. It's beep, and it spits it right out. You know, where I got tested at a CVS, it had to be shipped from there to a lab, and then the lab. You know, then the whole thing is right there. Right, the whole machine, the PCR. I don't know what kind of test.
How long ago was this?
Month ago, month and a half ago. Okay.
The optics for me is just the optics. The whole thing was about images. They're worried about the images at the border. And they're not worried about, like you said, the kids. They're not even speaking to what happened in Afghanistan.
How about just the border? How about the images of people dying at the border?
Here's the thing. Out of all the horrors going on at the border, both the Haitian migration issue and the South, you know, all the other 1.5 million people that have been apprehended and are in this country right now, and since this president was inaugurated, and the only thing that prompts them to bring up the border is a picture that looks like a Border Patrol agent may have been whipping a poor Haitian with some to-go food.
Like we used to do to immigrants in this country.
You got a smile.
It was weird.
The Border Patrol union chief says Biden administration using the whip furor in order to deflect their poor handling of the migrant crisis. I'm sure he'll be fired shortly. God. He said they know what's taking place under that bridge. It's very embarrassing to them, so they're trying to deflect. Head of the National Border Patrol Council, he said that that's the administration trying to deflect off of themselves for their failures, which led to the catastrophe that's taking place there under the bridge in the first place.
Don't you think it'd be smarter for them not to say anything about it? Kind of mums the word like they've done with the border
because
the whole time.
I think their base, this cements the fact that they're trying to tell everyone we're a racist country. By the way, all these Border Patrol agents are Hispanic, for the record. You know, there's no white guys in the Border Patrol. There may be one guy. I'm serious.
There was
and that was the one guy with the whip. The white guy was the one guy with the whip.
No, I don't think he was. But it cements the ideology and the narrative that we are such a racist country, and we're
love the virtue signaling. That's what it is. Anything that's like, we're virtuous. It's just not who we are.
Right. We're just, look at the racism. We've got it. That's systemic.
It's the wrong message to send.
Yeah, I like the, it's not who we are. Yeah. It's either who we are or not who we are.
Yeah.
When we unload a ton of dough to some a crap hole country, that's who we are.
Yeah.
You know, when we let 1.5 million, migrants in here, that's who we are.
We're so good. We left $80 billion worth of armor for you. Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm watching the film again. They're running it right now on the news. They say the Border Patrol says horses are a big part of our. I mean, they have a whole division. They're a big part of the force. You know.
Now they're gonna have a bunch of soccer goalies out there.
They've got him on. They've got the photographer on Fox.
That's so.
He said are being misconstrued. Of course they are.
What's gonna happen next? We're not gonna have canine units because we're gonna show somebody getting eaten bitten by the dog when the dogs catch the criminal.
That's not who we are.
That's not who we are.
Going to take the guns away because you pointed at it.
Look, see, he illustrates how they're swinging it around like he'd swing a jump rope for somebody up and down, around, around, and around.
I think they made it look like he was getting beat, though. You got to admit the guy in the corner.
Right. But here's the deal, though. How many people have already fixed it in their mind? This is the fact is Border Patrol agents whipped migrants because they're racist and the Haitians are black people. And that's just how they they won't buy this story. This is fake news to them. You know, the whipping being debunked. They'll say it's fake news.
First of all, look at it, at that whip. It's not long enough. And as a country girl from the South, trust me, that thing, that's not a cracking whip.
No, those are reins. Those are open reins. Split reins is what they call it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But there are a lot of people who will believe it. And who will go back and apologize? You know, is CNN going to have this photographer on and have him tell the story?
Be glossed over.
I mean, literally, this was this morning that Kamala appeared remotely on The View and said that it's horrible. And I think it was yesterday when Biden made his comments, you know, it's not who we are. It's un-American. It's horrible. It's this. It's that. It's tragic. It's, you know, they'll be punished. They're going to pay. Now it turns out that, well, they go back and go, I was happy to hear the good news that Haitians weren't actually whipped at all, that it was a misconstrued photo.
We'll never hear about it again. It'll just be glossed over.
Are they listening to our show and doing the exact same thing as we're doing while we're doing? Because
it's a big thing right now to
what we're saying.
Yeah.
It's like the Wizard of Oz and the Pink Floyd album. It's going together.
Her creepy smile is on there right now. It is creepy.
It should disturb people. Here's John. There's not John. It's goofy. It's
like the Joker.
It's almost frightening. Yeah, like the Joker. Good news. If you're in Oregon and you're in a relationship with somebody, the health officials there in the state have announced that now if you're both vaccinated, you can kiss each other.
Oh, yay.
Yep, it's on. Back in April 2020, you remember they put out a sex life during COVID.
The rules.
And it was
wear a mask.
Yeah, with that, and you are your safest sex partner. So instead of having sex, you just masturbate.
Yes.
It seems like a long time ago, but now I guess you can now kiss. It's been a long, hard 18 months of not kissing. We're sure no one has kissed because Oregon told you not to, but now you can, if you're both vaccinated, go back to kissing. That's and we nice. Would imagine also sex.
And sex.
And sex. I gotta find that now.
There's no vaccine for the herpes.
Yeah, why don't you work on a vaccine? It's important.
For STDs.
And sex right there.
And sex. It lives on.
Anyway, good news for Oregonites or Oregonians or what is that?
what they call it.
We're going to talk to Emerald Coast Harley when we get back, but I also want to get into the, you've heard about the tax bill that Joe Biden may owe?
Yeah.
There probably wasn't a week that went by, sometimes days that would not go by when we didn't hear something about Trump's taxes. Where are his taxes? I'm sure he's hiding his taxes. Where, you know, he's hiding because we're guaranteed to find mountains of tax fraud. And Trump, there's no legal obligation for it just became a tradition and an expectation of a president to, you know. Mm-hmm. So that he never did. They had to go to court, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they got him under some criminal thing in the state of New York, but not prior to him becoming president. So Biden did release his taxes. Well, some people took a look at their taxes and noticed a couple of things that may be a bit problematic. mainly that they ran about $13 million. They believe that they improperly used some S corporations. And some people surmise that they did it on purpose to avoid paying Medicare tax on speaking fees, book sales. They run them through an S corp. So Jill, along with the president, routed more than $13 million through various S corporations and only paid themselves from the S corporations $800,000 as a salary.
What'd you do with the rest of it?
That's just it. I mean, you know, there are a lot of cases where the IRS comes to get you, to taxpayers that pay themselves a suspiciously low salary from an S corp that has a lot of dough from their S corp. That's, you know, they contended that most of that revenue as a distribution exempt from the Medicare tax. It's exempt from the Medicare tax until you, you know, till you pay yourself. So whether it's sitting there or whether they're using the S corp to make purchases with it, or, you know, they're avoiding what they say could be up to $500,000 in Medicare taxes.
This is so crazy because, that, you know, here we got AOC. She's got the tax the rich on her dress at the Met Gala. Yeah. I read today, I don't know, I need to fact check it, but I read today that she owes back taxes.
I wouldn't surprise me. Her dress designer owes back taxes in four different states.
Well, no, that $500,000 went to Hunter's painting.
Yeah,
but she still found $250,000 for a table at the Met Gala.
Right.
Yeah.
The courts have agreed with the IRS many times in the past. They outlined a couple of examples. A guy who an accountant, this is years ago, he piped about $200,000 a year from his firm's revenue into an S corp, while he claimed that only $24,000 was taxable salary. The courts determined that he dramatically underpaid his taxes.
Yeah, you can do a lot in the S corp. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, that's, if this came up,
impeachment.
Put the shoe on the. Oh, you absolutely. If this came up under Trump, my God,
be everywhere.
If he bombed children in Afghanistan,
yes,
that would be the first. Yeah.
It'd be
Oh, if that Haitian invasion showed up while he was president.
No.
The border alone would have shut him down.
Yeah. It's just, but it's a new world now, people. The greatest president in the world is in office. Don't worry about it.
America's back.
All right. Well, we've got to take a break here. When we return, we'll talk to, who's calling us from Emerald Coast? Emerald Coast Harley Davidson.
Yes.
To chat about some stuff that's coming up there. And turns out, not only did Andrew Cuomo have a gropey, touchy-feely problem, apparently so did his brother Chris Cuomo. I'll tell you about a woman who she's got proof that he came up behind her and grabbed her buttocks with his hands at a party. Speaking of grabbing buttocks, other people's buttocks with your hands, Dan O'Brien would be happy to. No, I'm just kidding. He will not. Well, maybe if that's what it takes to get your business, he'll do it. There are predictions that the Fed won't wait till 2023 to lift rates. It's just, we can't keep printing money. Inflation is killing us. But the time to get your mortgage done is now. If you haven't, you can still get under the threes. You know, a ton of mortgages out there right now, 40-some% of them are there, are only 2 years old or less because they were done because of a pending interest rate increase. So don't let something like being 5 years or 7 years into a mortgage stop you from getting another one. Dan could do a custom term for you if he's been doing it for 20 years. And a lot of people think, I don't know if I do this and then what I can do here. Dan, just call Dan and he'll explain it to you. I thought I had my deal figured out 100%. Here's what I'm going to do, Dan, this, and then. About, he said, no, you're doing it backwards. You should do this with that. It made complete sense. He knows what he's doing. He'll make it a simple process, too. And I felt like, oh, okay. You made me feel very stupid. 407-468-6429 is Dan's telephone number. 407-468-6429. EmeraldMortgagePartners.com. He's licensed in Georgia and a VA loan specialist. NMLS number 337465. Stick around when we return. We'll talk to Emerald Coast Harley and, Gus? Good. And I don't know what else. Oh, my God. Driving equality. Just think about that, that phrase and what it may mean. Driving equality.
A vehicle?
No. Well, it's something that a council person is trying to get passed in Philadelphia, and it is hysterical. We'll do it next. Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. Texters are asking, quote, who's the broad? It's Rosie Marie, if you missed. She's a long-term friend of the show and a longer-term friend of Yofre's. So and she's around.
We
so
go way back.
Brother
yeah,
and sister.
A broadcaster. And yeah, it's not like we just picked you off the street. Yeah, we found her in the lobby and we said, hey. On the phone with us is our buddy Gus from Emerald. Oh, where's my thing? Oh, God.
You want to get it?
Emerald Harley Davidson. Gus, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Doing really well. It's finally going to let up this weekend, and I'm going to get out and get some wind therapy in.
I rode my bike this morning for the first time, and I'm not even going to tell you how long.
I almost did the same myself, but then I talked myself out of it because it's hot.
It was so nice this morning. I went out about a 50-mile ride early, got some breakfast, took the long way back to work and got here at about noon today, and I'm gonna be honest, I'm having a little trouble getting in gear today, man. It like set my day up for non-work related stuff.
What's the weather like there? He had a nice little cold burst.
Yeah, so it was like 58 degrees this morning. Oh, when wow. I was up, and now it's like 75 or something. It was perfect this morning.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. We're looking forward to coming up there and hanging out with you guys.
We're excited too. It's going to be a good time. October is our busiest month of the year. You know, we got the big rally that you guys are coming for, and then, you know, we get a big crowd with Biketoberfest going on. So it's a busy month for us.
Yeah.
Typically our busiest month of the year, but we're stoked to have you guys come up for the rally. We got a lot of fun stuff going on that weekend, and it's going to be a great time, man. You guys are going to enjoy it for sure.
You got anything in the rental fleet we can scoot around on while we're there?
You know, I don't have rentals anymore. They did away with the program here, but I good news is I got about 400 bikes in inventory. I'll happily let you borrow one of them for
now. I'd appreciate that. So what kind of stuff goes on there throughout the month of October?
Yeah, well, like I said, the Biketoberfest in Daytona, we get a ton of traffic for that, folks riding down to Daytona. So we'll be busy, and then our event kicks off on the 20th, that week of the 20th, and goes all week long, our bike fest here. And we have a little mini version of what you see in Daytona, and in Thunder Beach is that same weekend over in Panama City, so we get a lot of traffic for that. We here at the store, we've got live music, and we got a big full bar and all kinds of entertainment.
Can't wait.
Christina Billings is coming to put on the stunt show. I don't know if you've seen her.
Oh, yeah.
She kills it, man.
Yeah.
The last time she came, we've done some crazy stuff here that, you know, as a business owner, you're like, man, maybe this is such a good idea. Here I got the right insurance. Like, we had a burnout contest, not with bikes, but with cars.
Oh, and really?
A couple years ago. We're not doing that again. No. I couldn't. You know, my stomach was in such nerves because you're like, man, if something happens here and that car ends up in the crowd, there's one guy, and we get extra insurance for all that stuff. But you're like, I don't know if this was a good move or not. But Christina puts on an awesome show, and you know she's a really cool chick. On top of that, so we're excited to have her. Last time we had her up here.
There was a couple of dudes that I used to see all the time at dealerships or festival that the two giant ramps, and they're all Buells. Does that ring a bell? I forget their names.
I got Sonic in here, who's our general sales manager at the store, and You remember those two guys? The Bubble Blackwell, I think.
Yeah.
Is the
Yeah, that's name. It. Yeah. All right, yeah, cool.
In red, white, and blue, and jumps over people and cars and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I think Bubba is getting I think he's still in the game, but maybe at a little different.
His ramps are lower.
Yeah, his ramps aren't big.
Evel Knievel.
Yeah, his ramps aren't lower. There's a bunch of mattresses at the end of the ramp.
That's right. But Christina puts on an awesome show. We got the Luke Langford Band coming out and playing on Thursday night. When you guys are here, that's our kickoff for the event, our big locals night. So we'll have a huge crowd that night and, you know, live music. And, you know, Harley Davidson Credit will be here. You know, it's a bike sale and it's a good time. We'll have food vendors and a big full bar and
awesome.
It's a fun event for us. 12 vendors. You know, it's not at the scale you see in, you know, at Bike Week or Sturgis or something like that.
Right, but sometimes that's too much, you know.
It's still a great time, we're really looking forward to having you guys.
Look, that's my kind of hangout, and you are my kind of people, so I imagine we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, it'll be fun for sure.
Emerald Coast, Harley Davidson, Guts, I appreciate it, brother. Well, what day are we there?
Thursday, I think.
Griffo told me we were going to be here Thursday through Sunday.
But we're broadcasting live
Thursday.
I think.
Yeah, on Thursday.
Yeah, all right.
That'll be awesome.
Awesome. And then afterwards, it's on.
I'm in, buddy.
All right, buddy. Gus, I appreciate it. Emerald Coast Harley Davidson. See you on the 21st of October.
We're looking forward to it, brother.
All right,
we'll
man.
See you soon.
Me too. See you, buddy. Later. Sound like he did his old chair. He's like rocking. It's all like Bubba bouncing around there. So the story is on Chris Cuomo. A former ABC executive producer. Her name, what is her name? Shelley Ross. She was a journalist. She was an executive producer. She has detailed an incident that happened at an Upper West Side bar. It was quite a while ago. She was working as an EP for ABC Entertainment Group program, but had been Cuomo's boss on ABC's Primetime Live just prior to that. She said, I was in the party with my husband, who sat down behind me on an ottoman sipping his Diet Coke as I spoke with work friends. When Mr. Cuomo enters, he walked up to me and greeted me with a strong bear hug while lowering his hand to firmly grab and squeeze the cheek of my buttock. And reportedly said to her, I can do this now that you're no longer my boss. She said, no, you can't. And pushed him off of her, stepped back, revealing her husband, who had been sitting there watching the entire thing at close range. Wow. She said, we quickly got up and left. So he, Cuomo, realizing that he may have effed up really bad, decides he will write a letter to her, maybe to provide some cover, you know, in case someone comes back later and there's some wild accusation. Maybe he did, you know, maybe he felt really bad. I mean, if that happened to me and I'm the husband sitting there, someone's getting punched in the face.
Right.
You know? He said part of his letter, he wrote her a letter though my hearty greeting was a function of being glad to see you, Christian Slater got arrested for the same similar act. Remember that? He goosed some woman on the street, got arrested, and then it was later they dropped the charges. So he said, pass along my apology to your very good and noble husband, and I apologize to you as well for ever putting you in such a position. Next time I will remember the lesson, no matter how happy I am to see you.
Next time I'll grab you in the front.
Yeah. So she says, she wrote an op-ed about this. She questioned whether Cuomo was really ashamed or only because of his actions or only because her husband saw it. Like, you know, like it's a manly man thing to do. If a husband catches you grabbing your wife's ass, you write her a heartfelt apology. Maybe send some flowers.
And what kind of pussy just stands there and let that happen? You know, like you said, there would have been clocking of the heads.
Chris Cuomo's, he lifts weights.
That's a big dude.
Tough guy.
She said in the op-ed, he was she didn't know really what he was ashamed of. She also claimed that he has tried to legally differentiate his behavior to that of Slater. So Slater's charges were dropped. You know, he's trying to draw a comparison. Well, you know, it's Christian Slater. Yeah, but, you know, got dropped. Mr. Cuomo may say this is a sincere apology. I've always seen it as an attempt to provide himself with legal and moral coverage and to evade accountability. I never thought that Mr. Cuomo's behavior was sexual in nature. Whether he understood it at the time or not, his form of sexual harassment was a hostile act meant to diminish and belittle his female boss in front of the staff.
Well, I think he's an idiot for writing the email. That's the proof.
But then he had a montage of him grabbing a bunch of ass. Just a whole video.
It was 16 years ago. He said, as Shelley acknowledges, our interaction was not sexual in nature. It happened 16 years ago in a public setting when she was a top executive. I apologized to her then, and I meant it. She said she knows she didn't want Cuomo to lose his job, but she said she needed to be held accountable. You think he'd lose his job over this?
Hell yeah.
Not now.
He needs to lose his
job. Hell no. That's the network that kept Lubin with Tubin on, hired him back after he masturbated in front of an entire Zoom meeting. You know that?
And that was that was way more recent. So
and gave him a tongue lashing, and you know, Alison Camerota really belittled him.
I know once his brother started getting attacked in New York for the same stuff. I said there'll be stories. This is going to be the first many stories that you're going to hear because they want to take out these brothers for some reason and get him out of the equation. Because I guarantee, because when all this stuff was going on with his brother in New York,
he was running cover for him, having him on. Hey, he's a good guy.
But I guarantee you there's a lot more than meets the eye with this story. And you're going to hear a lot more of this.
What do you mean?
That you're going to hear a lot more women coming forward.
Oh, yeah. Once one breaks the ice.
Yep.
Once, what do they call it? Break the seal? Once you break the seal, man, you can't stop it.
Good time for CNN to hit the reset button.
Here comes the flood.
You know, he was a handful of people consulting his disgraced former governor brother who tried to salvage his career in the wake of his bombshell attorney general's report of him sexually harassing up to 11 women. There were a lot of calls then for CNN to drop Chris for him running, try to run cover for his brother and save salvage his career.
Remember when Taylor Swift sued that guy for doing that to her in the picture?
Yes. What? It was only for $1 too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But she won.
She won.
Just to make a point. Mm-hmm. And did that guy lose his job at a radio station?
Yes.
Now here's Taylor Swift. Now he's like, ugh.
You know, you could probably find, I bet there's other women. I don't know how long Chris Cuomo's been married, but I'm sure, you know, this is really inappropriate. I don't care, you know, who you are, or, you know, if it's a really, really good friend, maybe, I don't know. Running up to someone and grabbing their ass at a bar?
No, it's a whole different thing if a girl does it to a guy as opposed to a guy doing it to a girl, because it's like a joke thing with a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's always
different. I like it, personally. If you grab the side with my wallet and go, hold on, I'll give you the side. There's nothing in there.
I'm not going to lie. 16 years ago, Chris Cuomo looked so hot. And the weird culture of politics and all of this, the way that it has really gotten really weird in the last 5 years. It's been weird, but it's gotten really weird in the last decade. 16 years ago, that boy was looking so fine.
He's not bad looking now.
Oh, my God.
Rosie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rosie.
And I hate his what he stands for and what he says. And, he, you know, I just. I
what couldn't. About his brother?
No, that's an idiot.
His brother.
No, he's ugly.
His nipples are pierced. His brother. You need a ventilator? I'll get you a ventilator.
All the looks went to one of the brothers. And Chris Cuomo got it. Oh, baby. I might have been like, oh, thank you.
Oh, Mr. Cuomo. What room are you
next
staying
week, Rosie will be moved to Atlanta.
Yeah,
Chris Cuomo.
I'm going to need to see you in my office.
Okay. There's a city council bill, and I know it's not a local story, but it's so absurd. It's in Philly. It would ban police traffic stops for minor violations. Now, that doesn't sound like a bad idea, but when you get to the real reason, it's the first kind of municipal legislation of its kind. Let's stop stop pulling people over for violations. Violations that they're talking about, because it's racist, by the way. That's why. They want to end what they consider to be a discriminatory practice, effectively decriminalizing nearly a dozen traffic violations in the city's motor vehicle code. Instead, drivers would receive a warning or a citation in the mail based on information pulled from their license plate. So I guess a cop sees you driving,
mm-hmm.
and your registration is expired. That's a violation. And by the way, they don't mess around with it here in Florida. I'm here to tell you.
I just read the code on that. It's a second degree misdemeanor or felony.
It's not a felony.
It's a misdemeanor. You can get up to 60 days in jail.
Yeah.
Well, they'll arrest you for it.
Yeah, they'll take your ass right to jail.
I can't believe it.
Why would they do it? For just have expired?
Because you don't have registration. You don't have insurance. So if you hit somebody, if you don't have a tag.
You can have registration and still have insurance, but they're just talking about you just being pulled over.
It's like if you're 50 bucks is late. It is a tag.
Unregistered vehicles will no longer be pulled over. Hidden registration plates will no longer be pulled over. You will no longer be pulled over for if you have a headlight out, a tail light out, a broken tail light, a loud muffler, a bumper issue, an expired inspection sticker, which you're required to have in Pennsylvania, without an emissions inspection. Those are eight of the ones that they want to get rid of.
That's unbelievable.
That's how they get half the criminals. It's like a light out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be really concerned about an unregistered vehicle. I mean, that's literally like you can drive around. Well, I guess you couldn't drive around without a license plate.
No, but what I'm saying is that you don't have insurance. So if you hit somebody.
You can have insurance without your car being registered.
Yeah. No, I know that, but I'm saying 99% of the people that are driving without that don't have insurance.
You'll never know whether or not they have insurance until you pull them over.
No, I know that.
I got two offenses on that.
But registration is is your tag. Yeah. It has nothing to do with your insurance. What?
I got two offenses on that. One time I had, my kids were smaller. I just moved to Lakeland. I forgot. It was my second time. And the guy, I hadn't even pulled out of the parking lot. He turned on his lights. He goes, hey, man, I could take you to jail right now. You have two offenses on this. He goes, you do this next time, you'll get 60 days. Which reminds me, I got to renew my tag.
I just did this. Mine was expired, and I forgot that it was on my birthday, and it moved, and
You can get arrested for an expired tag?
Yes. Yes.
They put you away.
This is what I'm saying. You have to have insurance to get a tag. That's what I'm saying. You can't drive without one.
Yeah, but I've never gone without insurance, but I have driven with an expired tag because I hadn't had a chance to put it on or I haven't gotten it. But I still have insurance.
Yes, but you're a legal driver. But what I'm saying is 9 out of 10 people
that you're saying they couldn't have shown their registration to get registration.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, at the bottom of it all, driving is a privilege. You don't have the right to drive.
Yeah,
it's my right, Shannon.
Yeah, I had no idea. Boy, I was scared to death when I found that out. I was like, what? I read it. I was like, oh, my God.
And I'll tell you the other thing I found out, that if it's your birthday, as soon as it's your birthday, it doesn't care. It doesn't matter what day it's on. That day of the month, you have to get your registration.
Well, that's just if they pull you over for some other reason and have to see your birthday.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. They believe there's an issue there in Philly where 43% of the residents are black. But black people make up 72% of the drivers pulled over for these alleged motor vehicle code violations. After the stop, black drivers are twice as likely to be searched, but 35% less likely to be found with contraband. Does that mean all the white people got all the weed? What's going on with it? Seems weird. They believe it'll reduce racial disparities, but it also gives cover for criminals. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Big time.
I think, you know, you could run around in a car, maybe, I don't know if you can, obviously if you committed a crime and someone saw you get the car, they could describe the car and you can go get it. But you're rolling around with a car that is not registered at all.
That's ridiculous.
How long has it not been registered? What if you have a 10-year-old registration on your car driving around in Philly, you can't be pulled over for it?
Yeah.
It's basically, in my mind, you just didn't pay your taxes on that. Because when you get the car,
I'm paying taxes.
It gets registered the day you get the car, right? So there is a registration. It is registered. You just didn't pay that annual $50 so that you could have the new little sticker.
sticker.
Right.
Sticker. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, inspection, they can get rid of that. That wouldn't be an issue at all. That's a pain in the ass. The
tinted windows, missing taillights, things like that. They'll still be able to stop you for dangerous violations like DUI, so, obviously.
I like it. Don't pull me over because I have a headlight. Just send me a notification in the mail. I'm good.
Yeah, you don't have a problem doing that when I turn right on a red at Lee Road in 1792. You know, I have a problem sending me a bill in the mail for that and a photograph of the violation.
I just
see suckers.
I just went through that today. They misread a license plate and I don't even have an e-pass and they literally sent me a thing and it was for 382. I sat on the phone for an hour this morning.
Did you get it resolved?
I got it resolved because they said, well, sometimes we screw up the G with a Q. So wait a minute. You're going to suspend my license if I didn't get hold of you today and listen to the worst freaking hold music on the planet for an hour. But that's okay.
All right, we got to take a break. When we return, we'll yank it with Yofree. And we'll move things along. Well, we also got to get to, I don't want to get stacked up in the remarks department. Stick around. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
It's not a slow song, but it gets picked up. You got a sound on me now?
Yeah.
It sounds good.
I went to a restaurant about a week ago. I walked in, I knew not where to go. The hostess addressed my personhood. I said, I'm with Jeff. She said, very good. Jeff said, glad to see you, Bubby. The drinks and the grubby are on me. When Jeff is by ye, trying. When Jeff is buying, buying, Jeff is buying, and I'm gonna stick it to him. All right, we good?
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'll have breast of virgin fowl. Catch it yourself and garnish it with young spring onions. Young spring onions, and then I'll have a prime rib, medium rare, to go. Garnish it with horseradish, young spring horseradish. And oh yes, waiter, open the window. I smell hair product and beard wax. There must be a vulgar radio producer in the dining area. When Jeff is buying, the prime rib is frying, the shrimp is chilling, the Jameson is distilling. When Jeff is buying, buying, Jeff is buying, I would try one of everything. Jeff said, hey, Bubba, try the kitty menu. He said, it's very filling. I said, that's rude. I looked over the grown-up cuisine. I said, what does market price mean? When Jeff is buying, buying, Jeff is buying, and I'm gonna stick it to him. Waiter finally did appear. I told him I was tired of beer. You got champagne and a French blend? But Jeff kicked me under the table on my chin. The mood was rather pensive when I asked if he had something more expensive. When Jeff is buying, I say, the prime is frying, his wallet is crying, is when I'm ordering, I'll change my mind 1,000 times. I'll change my mind 1,000 times.
That's true. That's true.
La 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 la. You ready to go, Bubba? No, I'm still eating, bitch. You ain't full yet? No, I want some dessert to go too. La 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 la. I need a cab. I'll make it a triple. Put it on his tab. But your food is coming out soon. I'll take the drink and get the food in a box to go. Out, out, whatever. I turned so I could punch him first, but turned and puked in his wife's purse. Angel wasn't happy about that. Here we go. When Jeff is by, he's somehow lying.
Uh-oh.
His he's in a financial bind. His credit card declined. When Jeff is buying, he is lying. Hold your thanks. I only have $10. And I burn you back. When Jeff is buying, and dying. Sing along. His wallet.
His wallet is crying.
Soak him for everything he has. I guess I'll have to stop and get a beer and a Slim Jim on the way home.
7-Eleven.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Airlines wants to put flyers that have given them problems about masks, you know, like the people that don't want to wear one, or they put it out, they don't, you know, they're constantly got it off, whatever. They want to put them on a national no-fly list, just like Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Wait a minute.
That's a little severe. I do want to... Black Lives Matter is exploding over this vax mandate business. I think that Black Lives Matter and old Shando may be aligned on something.
Wow.
Yeah, imagine that.
They know. They know that.
Well, they know that not a lot of Black Americans are vaccinated, and they're getting turned away from places, and they are promising a national uprising. I don't believe the vax mandate is racist. I'm against it for different things. But if we're against if we found a common enemy, a common cause here,
I'm in.
Yeah.
Now they're turning away. Did you see the story about the Texans in New York that beat the crap out of the hostess because she wouldn't let them in without a vaccination card?
Yeah. That's the whole. That's what set them off at the Italian restaurant. That's what started them. The next day, the local chapter of Black Lives Matter was out in front of that restaurant, and now they're back out in front of it again, and now they're promising a national response.
How's that going to work when the Dems pay for them?
I don't know. It's another where they eat their own. I mean, Dems love a vax mandate, and Dems love Black Lives Matter. So they're caught at a crossroads here. Yeah. It's going to be a tough one.
But we don't want to have voter ID, but we need your vaccine ID.
Right.
Yeah.
Most obscene contradiction. You know, it's just a blatant contradiction of policy. Yet there it is, like a plate of chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Let's yank it with your free, shall we?
Have you yanked it yet? It's time to yank it with your free.
China!
you about China. I go to China.
A little early on that one.
A Friday edition of Yanking It with Yo Frey. The GERD edition.
GERD.
Man, what a pain in the ass that is.
GERD. It's also a funny word to call something.
GERD. I got the GERD.
There used to be a famous soccer player named GERD Mueller. Remember GERD Mueller? And he had his own Adidas cleats. GERD Mueller Adidas cleats that had his name on the side. They were very popular when I was in high school. I played soccer.
Is it like German? What is that?
GERD. Yeah, it was a German soccer player. GERD Mueller.
G-U-R-D?
Yeah, I don't know if it's spelled the same way, but...
GERD Mueller!
We got a bunch of the high school kids calling each other GERD. What's up, GERD?
GERD is a word.
Yeah. I got the GERD. Well, I'll be a 49 here in like 2 weeks. We were talking about I get our tags renewed, which I got to do that or I'll be arrested. I got to remember to do that since I moved. And I don't know, man. I hadn't seen Angel since last Friday. You know, she's coming back over here. And I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about my life and the moments that I have alone at night. And I was like, is this it? Is this what you do at night? You pet your kitty cat a couple times, you know, and then you take a shower, lay in bed, and fall asleep around 9 o'clock.
I said that.
Yeah, that's a whole different meaning. You see?
What? You if you said that?
So, yeah, she's petting a kitty cat.
It would be different. You're right. What's wrong with that? You don't do that every night.
I do it pretty much every night now. It's getting a little. It's starting to get to me. I told Angel, said, man, we gotta balance this out a little bit. Because I mean, it's just like you're. It's just complete silence and a cat looking at you the whole time. You know, and then you fall asleep, and then I wake up at 2 a.m. because of GERD, and then I start working. And
I thought you're working in your studio now that you got it built.
Yeah, I am. I didn't do it last night. I was exhausted, so I just I turned on the TV and fell right to sleep. And I just like, man, is this?
Do you watch anything entertaining to take your mind? You catch up on news. You watch. You sit down. Yeah, I'm going to watch an episode of so and so just to
But you could just get to a point where you're sick of having a device in your face.
Read a book.
Yeah,
you need a book? I'll bring you a book.
I got a couple. I got a lot of books in the garage. I got to get out. Is that it? You know, when you get you get older,
that's it.
I mean, I want
add some whiskey. If you want to spice them up, add a quart of whiskey or so out of your night, and a doobie, you know.
And a doobie,
spice it up.
Well, I don't know if that really spices it up. Sure, it'll mix it up for you a little bit. That's for sure.
It'll mix up.
Yeah, but that's the routine. I go to bed early. I get up at 2 a.m. Then I just start working, and then it's 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, man, I'm a little bit exhausted. So I take a nap from 7 to 8, and then I get back up and work again.
That sounds good.
Yeah. That was Ben Franklin's, I don't know if that's exactly the times, but he called it a second sleep.
Yeah.
Very popular back in the colonial days because in the middle of the night, nothing was going on. It wasn't, you could concentrate, you don't get bothered, and you could just get, that's when Ben Franklin did most of his writing. It's like from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Then he would go back to bed and wake up at like 10.
It's great. As long as you're asleep from 11 p.m. till 2 a.m., that's when your human growth hormone and all that is activated. So
what time is that?
11. From what the doctors that I read their information, it said 11 p.m. it starts the human growth hormone. So you want that healing time for your muscles and your fat burning and whatever. But if you wake up in the middle of the night and start working, you're fine.
There you go.
So Dr. Rosie.
You're doing it right.
There you have it.
And then I started doing like a clip of the week. I released the DJ Baseball Arm.
I saw that.
Edition a video of Twitter. Which everybody's very pumped about DJ. They're going to get a radar gun, and people really want to see this.
You know what's so funny? I just said I was a good baseball player growing up. You're the one that said you can throw 88 miles an hour.
But I soon denied that as a joke.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
That's how we got the challenge.
I've got the clip.
I've never said.
But there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are with you that they say you can deliver.
Yeah, and I'm an accurate thrower. I mean, I am. So.
And then there's a lot of people that says they're not. So I guess it's going to be a good betting thing that's going to happen.
I want your money. So how about that? I need money. So send me money. And then we'll get this ball rolling.
Bring this
literally.
And also, don't forget to go to bidubidu.com.
Bidubidu.com
for all your Shannon Burke.
Mechter Ivan shirts are going like hotcakes. Mechter Ivan instead of ivermectin, because you can't say ivermectin, it'll kick you off of the YouTube.
Yeah.
So we call it Mechter Ivan.
Igpay Atinlay?
Yeah.
And then, make sure if you're watching this, so share the show, tell your friends, download the Florida Man Radio app. We need all the listeners and support we can get. Make sure you do that. And I got to tell you, yeah, what's your common bill at Amazon per month?
What is what?
Your common bill at, you know, using Amazon.
How much do I spend a month? I've never looked.
You should probably look.
Oh, I can assure.
It varies because you don't order.
Yeah, I don't do a standard. I have a standard order of office supplies, and that's a lot. It's a couple of cases of paper a month, and at least four printer cartridges. Three printer cartridges. Pricey. Yeah.
And your dog food, right?
No, that comes from Chewy.
Okay.
And then like fish chemicals, I get from there. I get some car parts from there on occasion.
So you're probably about $400 a month, I bet.
Could be. Could be.
That's around.
But it's not frivolous waste. Yeah. It's $400 I would have been spending somewhere else. I just spent it this place because they bring it to the house.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about $400 a month. I get like my drinks. There's these drinks I do here every day. These caffeine drinks, toilet paper, some food necessities, cat food, the litter.
Food necessities for your pets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, and for me too. You can buy stuff like peanut butter or something. You know, you can
get peanut butter from Amazon.
Yeah. And I get my water.
I bought beef sticks. Tillamook. They don't handle it. Tillamook's out of business, I think. But I used to get it from there.
No,
they don't
have it.
The beef sticks division is shut down.
Oh, the cheese is still going.
Oh, the cheese is still going. Yeah, maybe the beef. They couldn't compete with the Slim Jim, but it was a much more a much better product.
Huh.
All natural.
But yeah, it's a lot. I was looking at my bills, and I was like, man. And I think it was past month I was getting a studio together. I ordered some stuff for the studio, and I think that was that high. I was like, man, this is out of control.
What about your DoorDash?
Well, DoorDash is not that bad anymore. You know, I'm not doing DoorDash like.
Yeah, he's got
like
peanut butter coming from Amazon. You don't need to order some. You get some jelly, and then you got some bread. You got to.
I had two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I had one before I left, and then I was sitting in the office eating, and then Shane walks by and goes, I thought you were on a diet. I said, this peanut butter and jelly sandwich from the home, and I was eating chips. He goes, so much for your diet. I go, I never really said I was on a diet. I was like, I was watching what I was eating.
You lost 20 pounds with the COVID, too.
Yeah, I got to get it back.
Winter's coming.
I don't know where it went.
right now, Arizona audit's going on. Indication it's happening. They're talking about it. I was trying to find it online.
I saw the most contradictory stuff about the AZ results.
Me too. So,
you know, one. You know, if you look at some sites, they just say, the audit came out, and it turns out that Biden won by even more votes than before. Yeah. You seen that?
This is what I was talking about. We're never going to get a straight answer.
It's just like lies. Nothing you see here is real.
Right.
But, you know, Trump took the Newsmax Friday this morning and basically said, you know, there's significant, huge findings in Arizona. He said in a statement Friday. But he's saying, however, the fake news media is already trying to call it again that Joe Biden won in a landslide, which is not true. So, like, apparently what's going on now, they're saying with the Arizona audit, it looks like there's going to be show that crimes have been committed during this process.
During the election.
Yes, and that people could be arrested for falsifying this election, which could get really, really interesting here. But again, you know, finding this stuff is like, you know, very difficult to do. But right now, there is a live stream out there going on.
Yeah, I thought they were going to do it live somewhere.
Yeah. I was trying to look for the stream, but it's going to be interesting what exactly comes out. Now, I've heard other false stories, too, and saying that the information they have is half done. I don't know if that's coming from the liberal media.
Here's what I have found. None of the systems, here's a bullet point. None of the various systems related to elections had numbers that would balance and agree with each other. In some cases, the differences were significant. There appears to be many ballots cast from individuals who had moved prior to the election. Files were missing from the election management system server. Ballot images to the server were corrupt or missing. Logs appear to be intentionally rolled over, and all the data in the database related to the 2020 general had been fully cleared. On the ballot side, batches were not always clearly delineated. Duplicated ballots were missing. The required serial numbers and originals were duplicated more than once. And that seems to be the...
That's a lot of stuff wrong.
Yeah, this you know one says, comparing Maricopa County final vote to the equivalent files of the other 14 Arizona counties resulted in 10,342 voters with the same first, middle, last name, and birth year. While it's possible for that to happen, it's not very common. I mean, literally 10,342 voters were all born on the exact same day, date, and year, and they all have the same first, last, and middle name.
That is so freaking it's a ridiculous. Miracle.
But, oh, I mean, this is, you know, the start of, I was watching Giuliani. He was on America's Voice this morning, and he was saying basically that this is the only beginning because Giuliani had the same information months ago, and Giuliani is banned from Fox News now.
I heard. Why is that?
But he's had this information. He said this is across the board. He said the same type of stuff that popped up in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia has the same type of stuff that's going on. That there's so many dead people with the same birth dates.
In this one, they found that 23,344 votes, mail-in votes, were counted, but there are they didn't receive the ballots.
Yeah,
how could they have counted them? The ballots were never received.
Jeez. And Giuliani was talking about that this morning. He's saying we talk about Dominion, but the real problem is the piece of paper. Because the piece of paper, what they're getting in is it's not real people, or dead people that haven't voted since, 1890, 1910.
9,041 more ballots were returned by the voter than were sent out to voters.
It's insane.
Yeah, they found that the paper was different on some of the ballots, that they were illegally printed. The way that they were printed was a little bit off. And they showed all this on that Mike Pillow guy when he had that big summit.
Mike Lindell, friend of the show, by the way.
Right? So,
I don't know. This will all be, It'll all be scratched.
We'll see.
It's too little, too late.
They don't come after a voter for committing voter fraud the way that they do going after people for being at the Capitol building.
Yeah,
that's correct. They're still coming after people at their house
for standing around in the rotunda, just standing there and getting your face on a camera.
They're still keeping people in jail. That's the amazing thing.
They're still in.
The dude that went into Pelosi's office, put his feet on the desk. He pled guilty. It's a minor thing, but he did admit in court that he stole a beer out of her mini fridge.
What kind of beer was it, I wonder?
I don't know. That doesn't shock me that she's a beer drinker, She probably drinks like I do, except all day long, I like to have a beer and a little whiskey and a little beer and a little whiskey.
She's getting sauced.
Oh, absolutely.
She's always
sauced. Of course.
Oh, this is so good.
Well, the Orlando Magic's just looking for any kind of attention. They've, traded all their great players
DJ
for
as a center.
I got a killer three.
Dropping threes like
J. Cole, the singer rapper. He actually tried out for the team yesterday, and he was actually smoking some of the Magic players.
A rapper?
Rapper, yeah. He was draining, dropping threes. I saw some of the video. Wow. I don't know if they're going to offer him a contract or anything.
What's his name?
J. Cole.
J. Cole.
The singer, rapper guy.
You're familiar with his work?
I had to look it up. I'm not that hip anymore of what's going on. But he's a little short guy, but, man, he was, tearing it up out there. And it was funny, too, because the Orlando Magic sucks so bad that they reached out to Adam Sandler. And they said, Adam Sandler, why don't you try out? Because Adam Sandler's a big basketball player as well. They're just trying anything for publicity
They literally reached out to Adam Sandler to do a gimmick thing.
Yeah, to say, hey,
Adam Sandler's got time for that stuff. Come on.
He might show up. He plays basketball all the time. Yeah.
They're going to be called the Orlando Globetrotters here shortly, apparently.
Yeah.
He can play his ukulele at halftime.
He's going to sing the marijuana song.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this. I saw the other night. This has been out for like 2 weeks or so, but Steve Martin and Martin Short, Selena Gomez, they're in a show called Only Murders in the Building on Hulu. And I saw they were on Jimmy Fallon the other night, and I was like, man, this really looks good. Steve Martin has written this.
Yeah, and they live in one big building, and these two guys try to solve murders that happen in the building. There's so many murders in this one murderous building that they have to have a team of people to solve them.
But it looks good. I think I'm going to crash course this over the weekend. It's got like 10 episodes.
I saw a promotional clip where both of them were in Steve Martin's house, and he is fabulously wealthy. What's his name?
Martin Short.
And Martin Short's looking around. He's like, wow. How'd you get to be so wealthy? I've seen your work.
I saw their special on Netflix the other night, and it was hysterical.
It's really good.
Really good.
What's the name of that?
I can't remember the name of the
I think it's like Martin and Steve.
Yeah, something like that, but it's
Steve and Martin.
Yeah, because they had a tour going.
Yes. That's and they're back on tour.
Comedy
again,
tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, they set the, I can't remember what theater it's at, but it's really funny. They show like old pictures when they were like 10 and 12 and stuff.
Yeah, they have a lot of shtick.
Does Steve Martin play the banjo in the show?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
he's,
so.
He's yeah, on the comedy show.
He's considered one of the best banjo players in America.
Black Oak, Arkansas. He used to play for Black Oak, Arkansas.
Yeah. He does his stuff with your gal, Edie McKell.
Edie McKell, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, got a bunch of Grammys off that. Also, I saw...
what'd you see?
I saw this. Denzel Washington was in Orlando over the weekend.
Really?
And yeah, he's 67 years old, but I guess he's got a God movement in his life. He was over at the Orlando Baptist Church at a men's conference, and he's basically saying that God's just telling him to take a back seat from entertainment and just pray for the United States of America.
Wow.
You know? So he's
no kidding.
He's a holy man now.
Yeah,
he came into my bar once in Austin, Texas, walked up right to the bar, and I was still behind the bar helping doing something. And I looked up, and he was leaning on the bar. I'm like, holy what can I get you, Mr. Washington? And then I get a sign a bottle, you know, for our case there. And always the waitress goes, should we comp Denzel Washington's tab? I'm like, no! He's got more money than God. We're not giving him free stuff just because he's famous.
He is so fine. Yeah. Denzel makes me want to have a black baby. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Well, that's it for Ying and Yo Frey Friday edition.
Doggy do on his shoes.
Oh.
Doggy do.
On his shoes. I'm going to play this piece of audio that Jeff cleaned up for us when we get back, and we'll get to the remarks. They're apparently, it's Arizona State, right?
Yes.
Arizona State University, there is a multicultural space. Now, I don't know exactly what it's meant to be, but they call it a multicultural space. I feel I could I go to a multicultural space?
Yes.
Right?
Multi.
Even as white as you are, yes, you can.
Well, wait until you hear these girls talk to a couple of white dudes, ended up in their multicultural space. They seem to believe that white is not a culture. Stick around. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. Shannon went out and got some antibody doses on his own. You know, they Biden says, we're cutting your supplies. All right, we'll find it somewhere else, buddy.
We'll just buy it ourselves.
I mean, what a dick move by the administration. You know, I read this whole article. I don't want to get into it. We beat the Mector Ivan draw all the time. and it just sets the whole thing. I was like, you know, what could stop the emergency use authority of these vaccines? Blah, blah, blah. Well, if there is a cheap therapeutic out there, would certainly do it. But anyway, what was I going to talk about when I came back? It was going to be really awesome, I remember.
You want to talk about ivermectin?
No, that's not exactly. I'll play this quick audio, and we'll check out some remarks. This is Marjorie. You know, they signed a... some expansive abortion bill up to the ninth month, or, you know, it's really, and Democrats are out on the steps of the Capitol celebrating, and Marjorie Turner Campbell, you know, the firebrand blonde headed broad from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out there, and she and Debbie Dingell is up on the steps there. Old Debbie Dingell with a bunch of people, and Marjorie starts yelling at them, and Debbie Dingell yells back at her. She yells at them, and Debbie goes like, ah! They got it's a old school chick screamathon. Here it is. That's Marjorie.
Killing a baby up until birth is a lack of civility.
Now here's Debbie.
Murder. Listen. Hey, how about the border down there? Lack of civility. How about lack of laws or protecting and upholding our constitution?
You should practice the basic thing you're taught in church. Respect your
neighbor. Taught in church? Are you kidding me? Try being a Christian and supporting
you
life.
Try being a Christian and try to
support life.
We follow.
Funny that Debbie Dingell would tell Marjorie to be a better Christian when she just voted to abort babies up till the time of the birth.
Like,
unbelievable.
Pick and choose, Peter.
Debbie Dingell starts to, it's like a series of steps, and she's at the corner where they go down, you know, both sides, and she kind of loses her footing, and it would have been terrible had she gone tumbling down those stone steps. I'm just kidding. I've never wished.
So explain that again, where this was and where they and
at the Capitol building.
Okay, so
So
they can do it through the birth. It passed. Wait, I'm confused.
It's called, what was the name of the Women's Health Protection Act, which, among other things, provides for abortions a lot further than they used to be. And they're out on the steps, and Marjorie came out to tell them they ought to, you know.
Yeah, because they're putting in the fast lane, and here we got, you know, Texas rolling it way back.
Oh, yeah.
Killing a baby up until birth is a lack of civility. It's called murder. Hey, how about the border down there? Lack of civility. How about lack of laws or protecting and upholding our constitution?
You should practice the basic thing you're taught in church.
Respect your neighbors. That's what Debbie Dingell's yelling at. You should do what they're. You should practice. Debbie Dingell's old as dirt herself, and she's. You should practice what they teach in church. But be kind to your neighbors. That's the best argument she has.
My favorite part is she goes, "Well, there's lots of laws that we follow. We just don't follow the ones that we don't want to."
Right. Yeah.
Right. But you should do what you're taught in church.
This bill is meant to counter Texas-style abortion bans that might be coming up later. Passage of the Women's Health Protection Act on the floor is their response to the Texas law that essentially bans abortions after 6 weeks before most people realize they are pregnant. The bill passes House majority, blah, 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 blah. So, 218 to 211. Did you see, remember they managed to strike, they took $1 billion out of an aid package to Israel. To fund the Iron Dome, which protects them from, you know, Hamas and Hezbollah and all the scumbags over there, and the next day, with so much furor over it, they found a way to put $1 billion back into another Israeli aid package, and literally made AOC cry on the floor.
Fake cry,
yeah, fake cry.
Oy.
Just tax the rich.
These people.
I knew you were going to talk about it. You were going to play the Arizona clip of the...
What?
Arizona clip of the BLM.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I've moved it to my player so we can stop and start and play along at home. Let me just put it on there. So the space is called multicultural. When I hear multicultural, I think of black, white, Asian, Hispanic, everything. Well, apparently, kids have been taught that being white, there's no culture. And it's an important conversation to have. I feel we have, of course, there's culture. Is it a white culture? Or are you influenced by other, you know, other cultural influences? I mean, I'm bloodlines. I'm Polish. And Jewish. And I'm an Ashkenazi Jew.
But you white.
I like kielbasa. Maybe it has something to do with it. hold on. You got to hear this because it's going to blow. These kids are in college.
You're offensive. Police lives matter.
I should add. They're sitting there. Well, this guy's on a laptop and it's open and there's a bumper sticker that says police lives matter. That's really what set them off here.
What did I do wrong? You have a better... You're offensive. Police lives matter?
You have the same sticker.
We're just trying to do school.
What?
You guys have the same sticker as the other...
But this is our space.
We've got a police lives matter sticker and we're getting kicked out. Can't do school. You just said we have to leave.
No, I said... You're making the space
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. But you're white. Do you understand what a multicultural space? It means you're not being centered.
White's not a culture?
Centered.
No, it's not a culture. It's white is not a culture. Say it again to the camera. You think whiteness is a culture?
Is this the stupidest bitch on the planet?
So anyway, this is the violence that ASU does, and this is the type of people that they protect. Okay,
it's violence for white people to be near them. That's what's the problem here.
Man thinks he can take up our space, and this is why we need a multicultural space, because they think they can get away with this.
I'm gonna sit here the whole time, and you can find somebody to kick
me out. That's right. We're not
kicking you out. We're asking you to leave if you have any consideration for.
I don't. I said I'm sitting right here. You got a problem?
Yeah, the whole rest of the campus, the second floor, the first floor, the whole MU, every single part of the campus centers you. This is the only space that you're not centered, and you're still trying to center yourself, which is peak white cis male
Peak white cis male BS. What does it mean to center yourself?
It's a new woke term.
You're the center of attention and domination in all this.
Okay, you think that's what it is?
Yeah.
There's a little bit more.
Like the domination.
You are racist. Your sticker is racist because police, that's a job. You can choose to be a police. I don't choose to be black.
Oh, my God, you whiny little bitch.
Okay, no, you can choose to be a cop. You can choose to kill people with a badge, and you're protecting that
badge,
which means that you're racist.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Well, she
did. I know, but this offends us automatically because these people kill people like me and like us, right?
Wow.
So you're promoting our murderers. So please just don't do that.
Thank you.
So why should that bother you?
Because, do you understand that police lives matter was in response to Black Lives Matter?
Okay, the same question as you.
Yep.
Hold on.
That's fine. You have everywhere.
I'm working 60 hours a week while going to school because my parents don't just give me money.
It
doesn't.
Okay.
That's all we got.
I'd like to find out who that girl is. Seriously.
I'm sure she's been outed and will be protected. Imagine that.
Well, she's definitely flunked rhetoric, okay, and logic,
and ethical and behavior.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
It kept her out of the debate club. I mean,
and civility class. She lost in the civility class. Imagine being offended by a sticker that said, you know, I'm not offended by a sticker that says Black Lives Matter.
No.
I'm not at all. Do your thing. Guess what? I'm just doing my thing. We'll all get along.
Exactly.
I bet that they had sat down next to those guys and just started a conversation
to say what's going on.
Yeah, they probably would like each other. They'd probably have a great conversation.
They handle themselves really well, too, those two guys.
Yeah.
At the end, they're very calm, you know, and then he says, nothing's handed to me. I work 60 hours, you know, I work 60 hours a week because my parents won't support me, you know.
Meanwhile, back at the farm, she probably doesn't have to work, you know.
Right.
You don't know.
That's what I was impressed with, those two boys. They handled themselves so well.
Yeah, they did. And those girls were kind of freaking out, you know. How about some remarks?
Yes.
Download the Florida Man Radio app. You can leave your remarks, listen to archives of this show, and take the entire station with you wherever you go. Oh, boy. All right. This is manageable. Here we go.
Dude, that's so stupid. I mean, like, what do you got? Judges smoking all sorts of different weed? Like, they're going to be just high as balls by the end.
Wow. Don't curse, man.
We're talking about this year or next year, or this year, the California State Fair, they'll be giving you like blue ribbons for pickles, blue ribbons for pie. Now there's a blue ribbon for the best California grown weed.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Damn, I should have listened more. Shannon, you basically said exactly what I just said. Yeah. How are these guys going to tell?
I was listening to Howard Stern's old shows the other day, and he mentions when they had a vaccine for the swine flu, that he wouldn't get the vaccine because he preferred natural immunity. And natural immunity was better than putting drugs in his body.
Really?
Made it real clear. Period. Something to think about.
We gotta look that up.
I'm sure he didn't.
Was that guy on the toilet? There was an echo.
He's listening to Vivaldi or something while he showers.
Are you on the hopper?
I was like, where is this dude? He broke out the pro mic.
The mayor's such a pussy. I guess I get to keep my job after all and don't get to see him in court. I figured this is how it was going to go when we started talking with our union. It's not that we said no. It's that the county didn't want to get with us and how to actually get us written up. So I guess all we get is a stern written warning, which equates to a slap on the wrist, which does nothing. I'll let you know this update if I ever get seen.
That was a guy that was either a paramedic or a first responder of some sort and here in Central Florida, and they were talking about they all had to get... Well, but now they don't. But if you don't get vaccinated, you get a permanent warning in your folder or so whatever your file. It goes down on your permanent record.
Demerit.
Howard Stern has probably turned into Howard Hughes. He's probably got long fingernails, scraggly hair, like a miser living in his apartment.
I dated a girl in Austin, Texas, whose father kept all of his fingernail clippings and toenail clippings in giant pickle jars in a closet in the hallway.
Come on.
Ugh.
On what level? On what level? Seriously.
She couldn't explain it. They're like those big pickle jars. And she opened up the door, and they're along the lower part of the small, like a coat closet. There was a shoe, you know, that built up just for a little bit of shoe shelf down there, and there had to be 9 jars.
That's the most disgusting.
Full of nails.
What's even more disgusting is she showed you.
I didn't believe her. I thought, she said he's a little weird, like Howard Hughes. I'm like, how weird? She goes, come here, I'll show you.
Was he rich?
No, middle class guy.
Oh, jeez.
Just OCD. Can hit
anyone. For a new drinking game. Every time DJ says duplicitous, I'm going to drink a beer. Every time he says think about it, going to take a shot. I expect to be drunk by 3:30.
Think about it.
That's pretty duplicitous of you, sir.
Hey, guys, it's early. Show hasn't even started, so I don't even know what your subject is today, but I have to know how I could download Bubba's Autonomous Zone song, which I know is old, but it is the most amazing song. And
it is a funny one.
I need to get it. So many people I know love that song. And we love Bubba. So if there's a way to get his songs and download them, please just let us know.
Buy my CD. I'm a good stocking stuffer. My CD coming out.
You can get it at Napster.
Hey, guys, it's early.
Huh? Do what?
You can get it at Napster.
We'll play it maybe next hour. Yeah, it's a funny song.
Leave Tinfoil Tom alone.
Tom, which one, Tom?
He's
a little ditty. About the vax. Get on the bus, Gus. Just get the jab, cuz it'll set yourself free. Doesn't really mean anything. We just care about you. Just bend over and we'll stick it in you. Have a great day, guys.
DJ, how do you write that song?
How do you guys write it? I'll leave it up to you.
Poor structure.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe he had the good weed from the blue ribbon weed from the fair.
Texas fair.
Yeah.
4 words. Free Cuba. Be do.
I think I might have missed one. Let me see.
A little ditty.
Thank you for the ditty.
Hey DJ, it's ma'am.
Man.
I loved how you dressed up in that little baseball outfit with those knee-high socks, and you really threw the heat at me.
Oh, disgusting.
Hey, Shannon. Just wanted to drop a remark to you, letting you know that Soul Brother Kevin is no longer in the radio in Tampa.
Yeah, I know.
Come on over tonight, Todd. I'm vaccinated up the wazoo. Jesus Christ. Beta, beta.
Wazoo.
I'm vaccinated up the wazoo.
Up your wazoo.
That one's completely dead. Here we go.
Great. How long is it going to be before now?
It's time.
It has to be Florida man and woman radio.
Man. That's a very sexist thing.
Is that a slight against
my man? Just said, go in there and tell him it's Woman Radio.
Well, we've heard that one before.
Whoa.
Hey, DJ.
Thank you for ripping off one of my remarks. I was the one that called in about Darius Rucker starting Hootie and the Blowfish as a joke, all right? You're a thief, you're a dog, you're a punk,
you're a pig,
you're a cheat. Throw a baseball like Conor McGregor. Hope the broken spoon gets fixed. May your guitar never be tuned. Thank you, Ron Jeremy.
Wow. It was exactly
Hey, Shannon.
It's Tom.
They're turning on their own to change the narrative. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like a tiger eating their young.
Why does he have to be so vague with his, you know, it shows that you're not really in tune with the topic you're talking about. When you just speak about it in such vagueties that it, you know. It
keeps him going, Shan.
Yeah.
You got mail.
Talking about Cuomo grabbing ass. Man, one time I was with my roommate and his wife, and I'm hammer drunk, like on moonshine, man, just gone. And I was smacking his wife's ass. And I want you to know, he grabbed me by the ding-a-ling and drove me across the parking lot into the truck. Held on to my ding-a-ling for the whole ride home, just squeezing. And I'm blacked out. Don't even know what's going on. You know, he told me the next day what happened. And I apologize or whatever. But yeah, you don't put up with that crap.
Wow. Grabbing another man by his ding-a-ling.
And hold it the whole way home?
Yeah.
That's a little
girl,
much.
Bye.
I don't think that guy was upset with you at all. I think he was jealous. And you were passed out, so, you know.
Who knows?
Hey, Shando. You mentioned that driving is a privilege and not a right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should remind you that any license that you need in the United States is a right that's been taken from you and sold back to you by the government.
Well, I don't know about that. We have the freedom to travel, but you have to have a driver's license, you know. So you're telling me that at some point, I guess maybe when cars first came around, you didn't need a license. Then so many jackasses started to kill each other in them. They figured maybe I ought to put some kind of test on these guys to make sure they're doing it right.
Exactly.
All right, that was 356. That's as far as I got there. We're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you about Morris Family Farms. Morris Family Farms is farm to table, really farm to table. People think, well, I'll just go down to the Publix down the farm to table aisle and pick up some farm to table products because it's really good. And that's not what it is. This family is farm to table. They raise the beef, they raise the pork, they raise lamb. They are all antibiotic free, GMO free, all organic. They age the beef at least 14 days. A lot of it gets aged 40, 45 days. They have frequently get Wagyu in the shop as well. In the shop, the brick and mortar there at 101 North Country Club Drive in Lake Mary, you'll find it all. They've just expanded probably a dozen or more types of sausage. They make burger patties. It's a one-stop shop. They got kielbasa they make. It's really awesome. They make great chorizo. They make great Italian sausage. They make country sausage. Anyway. And no filler. Like, you get sausage anywhere else, there's a bunch of crap in there. A bunch of breadcrumbs and, you know, and gums and you know.
It's a good
xanthan
gum.
Yeah.
Xanthan
gum or whatever. Not at Norris Family Farms. 407-402-5686 is the telephone number. 407-402-5686. They will ship to you anywhere in Florida. And if you want to be a part of the meat of the month box delivery, they need up to 50 people, and the list is growing. They're almost there. You'll get a box once a month with a beef or pork roast, 2 or 3 pounds of ground beef, 3 or 4 steaks, chicken breasts, pork chops, hot dogs. It's $149 a month. It's not your entire meat budget, but it's a lot of it, and it's all natural and really good stuff. 407-402-5686. Find the Morris Family Farms and Morganic Meats on Facebook because they ain't got no fancy website. Stick around. The Maestro's Nexus, the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
The song I wrote in my tent while I was protesting in the autonomous zone. I haven't shaved in so long in our autonomous zone. I write some protest songs in our autonomous zone. I feel I'm where I belong in our autonomous zone. And I can stay out after 10 without a voucher. We can spray paint protest slogans in the autonomous zone. In response to police aggression in the autonomous zone. I lit a fire in my tent. but there was no place to vent. So my friend Claude had to go to a hospital and be treated for smoke inhalation. Are you all right, Claude?
Well,
Claude, how are you feeling over there?
I got burned from the impounded phone.
You did? Sorry, we shouldn't have lit that fire, dude. We got gas in a stone for sparking. And we lit up a fire on a sign that said no parking. We're Capitol Hill organized protests and we're mighty. And our mission is to kill the racist whitey.
Growl.
Dear Mom, I got some more red bumps on my legs. Can you please bring me some more clothes and clean these that I got? I think I got life or something. I've been sitting around protesting and junk, taking over America in our autonomous zone. Tell Dad I ripped his tent yesterday climbing over some barbed wire. So me and Claude made a cool fort with some cinder blocks. The only problem is it leaks. Like rain gets in. So I went out and got some Flex Seal. That didn't work, so we went back and got some Flex Tape. And then some Flex Tar. And then some Flex Shot. And then some Flex Paste. And then some Flex Glue. And then some Flex Lube. And Phil Swift is American capitalist jack-off. By the way, Mom, would you please bring my Mucinex and my neti pot.
Neti pot.
And the off chance that I might become congested. With love and transformativeness, your militant son, N5Z10 Novarex. I didn't sleep last night in the autonomous zone. The gunfire was a fright in my autonomous zone. So Mom came to pick us up in the station wagon. And they painted, I wonder what a white racist tastes like on the windshield.
Growl.
And the other white meat. Then they tore up my down sleeping bag and tar and feathered me and Claude. With the whole family of Flex Seal products. And my autonomous zone. Me and Claude had to go home.
Ah, yeah.
All right.
A little bit of audio I'll run by before we launch into the maestro. This is a crazy-ass, lunatic vaccine lady.
Okay.
Here we go. It's just one random one I came across.
Oh, guys, I am just fuming over the fact that our healthcare system has collapsed. I truly hope that in Alberta, if someone comes into the ICU and they are unvaccinated for any reason other than a medical exemption because of whatever reasons they've been given, and if there's a 90-year-old who comes in who's vaccinated and a 20-year-old that comes in that's unvaccinated for no reason other than their arrogance and ignorance, I truly hope that the bed goes to the 90-year-old. I do not know why in any world that has any justice we are going to lose.
Your civil duty.
Wow.
Rosie, your look at your headphone wires. Oh. Look at it.
Yeah, I'm all.
You
gotta
take them off.
Take
them off. Yeah, you take them off first, and root it.
Thinking of that Millet.
I was like, in a hurry.
Thinking about that piano player molesting.
I was.
Well, I missed something at the break when I was out. Huh? Al Sharpton gave a speech at the border, and Nobody really heard much of it because they, you want to talk about heckling, man. Woo! And he
deserves it.
He, but, you know, he kept on talking.
Kids are being sedated at the U.S. border. Jamal, why are you not being a voice for the children?
From Atlanta, Georgia, New Birth.
Baptist New Birth. Church.
This goes on for another 2 minutes, man. He just allows himself to be overtalked, and but he just keeps on going. I don't even know why he was talking, because nobody could have heard him.
Stunt.
Georgia Baptist Church.
Didn't come out when the border was really happening, but now that this
once whipping, you got a black person involved in it, hot damn, yeah. They sent out the Al Sharpton bat signal.
Yeah. Guy just needs to go off in the sunset.
I think that's a black signal, sir.
I mean, literally, he didn't make a move until a Haitian got allegedly whipped. And Haitians are black. That means, you know what that means.
Time to fundraise.
Yeah, time to give some fundraising. Time to get down there.
Trump used to say, he's a crook. Sharpton's a crook.
He is, man. He really is.
Jeff, you feel like our moons are in retrograde today?
Yeah, it's weird.
Shot.
let's do the maestro, shall we?
It's the Many Minute Maestro with Mothman and some guy named DJ.
What I hear from management, anyway, it's more moth, less you.
Yeah, baby.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Today I'm going to teach you how to be posh.
Yeah, baby! Woo! It's a Friday! We had a crooked poon tonight! Throwing some baseballs around, heating it up! Doing the fingers, slinging that guitar. Maybe sing a little bit. I know.
Jesus Christ. Well, I guess Jeff's feeling better.
His energy level's up today. Energy,
it really is. Even the moons, you know.
Even though his moon's in retrograde or whatever. Shannon, I don't even know what that.
Shannon promised me a treat.
Oh, okay. Scooby snack, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have a moon party.
I'm telling you.
8-ball of Peruvian marching powder.
Doesn't sound like a bad idea. Oh, well, thank you for Rosie being here today. She's the bright little shining thing we needed today. The little shiny thing we needed, for sure.
Shiny baby.
You are. That's funny. But today, you know, we were just talking about this. Oh, first of all, I'm playing over at the Broken Spoon tonight. Please show up over there. No, it's Broken Spoon. Oh. Don't screw everybody up.
Isn't that what the guy said? Break the broken spoon off in here. Yeah. On that little diatribe.
Yeah. He did. You're
right. See, it works.
Yeah.
People are listening. Good, better, and different. But yeah, I'll be there from 7:30 tonight and then 6:30 tomorrow. And it's great food right off of International Boulevard in Lake Mary. And come check it out. It's a beautiful spot. We start out today, and this is kind of, I found this story and kind of fits in with what your piano teacher was kind of doing.
You're doing such a good job, darling. No,
yeah. Oh, my piano teacher grabbed my finger and I couldn't find middle C when I started stretching
it. Oh, really?
She pounded into the key.
Angry.
She was very, what was her name? Oh, she was awful.
She
abused you?
She needed to be molested by my teacher. Then she wouldn't have been as angry.
Oh, she was so old and decrepit.
Oh, really?
Oof. Oh.
Was that the last lesson?
I don't know how. I had a few lessons with her, but then we had to get out of there.
That's funny. Well, in 2019, opera star Placido Domingo, scheduled to star the next day in Macbeth at the Metropolitan Theater in New York City, backs out amid allegations of sexual misconduct that surfaced the week earlier. This ends Domingo's association with the Met, where he had performed for the last 51 consecutive years.
Wow. Listen, these opera singers get tremendous amount of ass.
They really do. They do. Apparently.
Even Pavarotti.
Yeah.
Let me see that ass.
Even the get panties thrown on their stage.
Yeah, I'm sure. I
love
mean,
some
but,
panties. Yeah.
But apparently he did something, you know, so bad that they didn't even mention it. And the fact that he played this place for 51 years and was asked not to come back.
Wow. Wow. Is he still alive, Placido Domingo? Probably not.
Probably not. I don't think he is. But 2009 today, this is a little Palestinian maneuver. Leonard Cohen performs a controversial concert at the Ramat Gan Stadium in Tel Aviv, Israel. After announcing all the proceeds from the concert would go to a charitable fund organized through Amnesty International, the group withdraws all involvement and Cohen is forced to make other arrangements.
Because it was he was going to give the money to the Palestinians?
Yes.
He's going to do a concert in Tel Aviv, Israel, and then give all the proceeds to the Palestinian people so they can throw bombs at them.
Yeah, exactly. He dubs the performance a concert for reconciliation, tolerance, and peace, and creates a new charity of the same name run by both Israel and Palestinians to distribute all the profits to groups focused on coexistence in Israel.
There you go.
So, you know, that's a pretty good way to spin it, you know? That's a tough situation to be in, that's for sure. Oh, and today, Mr. Lake Kichigumi, in 2003, Gordon Lightfoot was inducted into the Canadian Songwriter Hall of Fame just for using the word Kichigumi. That's in my view.
Kichigoo.
Remember that? Lake Kichigumi.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm 12.
No, what was that song?
It was
the shores of Lake Gitchigumi.
Gitchigumi.
Gitchigumi, that's it.
I would totally lose Name That Tune.
Well, do you remember the Storm, the movie The Storm? The Perfect Storm?
Yeah. With
George? That's what that song's about, actually.
Oh.
You never heard that before?
No, I didn't hear it. Gitchigumi? People should call in and tell if they heard Gitchigumi. You know Gitchigoo?
Gitchigoo.
Gitchigoo. Have you heard of
Gitchigoo
before? No. No, that was like when I was little and my mom would tickle me like, Gitchigoo. Yeah.
There is a lake called Gitchigoo.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's by Lake Superior or something like that.
Gitchigoo.
That's a weird name.
Yeah. It's actually where the Edmund Fitzgerald, that's what the song is.
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, exactly. 1999, Sting releases his sixth solo album, Brand New Day, among the many
Lord.
Rosie's been just like, what the hell is going on here?
What?
Among the many collaborators is the Algerian singer Cheb Mami, who you just did, actually, who appears on the Desert Rose song. So that was actually who you did.
Yeah.
Good job.
That was good. Once again, 1999, we talk about Britney Spears all the time now. Did she get, she's clear, right? She's got her money back?
Well, she's already had her money. She just couldn't spend it the way she wanted to. I'm pretty sure that
conservatorship is
the
done.
Conservatorship is on its way to be ended.
He wanted some money, though, to step down. $2 million.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Britney, bitch.
Yeah, he's.
Wow.
God, come on, her dad. That's just.
Well, you know, his gravy train was stopping, and he needed a little, you know, a little severance pay.
Yeah, money and families like that—that's just insane. I can't believe that would happen. But 1999, Britney Spears appears on Remember the Stupid Show, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
Oh God. And she did an episode called No Place Like Home, where she dances with Sabrina. No, exciting.
Who?
Britney Spears, she ended up on the show and then I guess did a dance for her.
What year was that? I might have to look it up later.
Yeah, check it out. It was 1999. Shows that was right in your wheelhouse. There you go. 1999, Hank Williams is the subject of the first ever country music symposium at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. A tribute to Hank Williams begins with Lucinda Williams, Kim Ritchie, Kathy Mattea, and Steve Earle performing the works of the late country music godfather.
Did Hank Jr. show up?
Nope.
All my rowdy friends coming over today.
Yeah, I don't think they got along too well. I think they were at odds with each other.
Just the good
story.
Old boys.
that was Waylon Jennings, by the way.
Oh, my bad.
Same difference.
Waylon.
Same guy.
You sounded like him, though. Once again, from 1998 today, the film LSC Punk premieres, and it's set in an unlikely location in Salt Lake City, Utah. The film documents the 80s punk movement in the western U.S. through the eyes of a fan. The film becomes a favorite in punk culture for being one of the most accurate, if stylized, portrayals of the genre. The soundtrack includes songs by the Ramones, Blondie, Velvet Underground, The Dead Kennedys, and Generation X. I don't remember that movie.
I don't either, but I do like Generation X.
You like the band Generation X?
Yeah, just made me think of it.
Oh, you haven't heard them in a while?
Yeah, I haven't heard them.
Oh, you gotta check it out. Good, good. 1998 today, former Guns N' Roses drummer Steven Adler, 33, is sentenced to 150 days in jail for beating two women he dated and for violating his probation from an earlier domestic violence.
Get away, you are! You in the jungle, man!
Pretty much.
You're gonna die!
You're in the cell block, baby!
He was quite the drinker, though, man. That guy, I saw him on, what was that? The rock and roll documentary by the photographer. I can't remember her name
Ken
now.
Ken Burns? Oh, no.
No, not him, but it was a female photographer, very famous, but I can't remember her name.
Annie Leibovitz?
Yeah. Leibovitz.
Yeah, and she was taking a video of him, and he's in a pool, and dude, he drank a whole bottle of vodka while he was in the pool.
Holy
I mean, like guzzling. Gunk, 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 like nothing.
Well, you got to get started in the proper way.
I guess so.
get kicked off in the beginning.
The Guns N' Roses is here, like the next couple weeks or something. They sold out, though. I went online to get the tickets, and they were like $1,400 a piece.
Get a piece?
I promise you couldn't go on. Yeah, and then they were sold out the next day, so I couldn't get one if I wanted to.
You gotta die!
Yeah. Yeah, pulling out your wallet, apparently.
Yeah.
Good God. So is that for a pair of tickets or just for one?
Each ticket was crazy, and it was like in the balcony. And I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it.
I think
at the Hollywood, at the Hard Rock Hollywood Studios, at whatever.
City Walk.
I said it all wrong. In Hollywood at the Hard Rock Hotel. I think they have like a big venue there.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Wow.
That's like my favorite band of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
As DJ's most hated band of all time.
You know what? I like the rest of the band. I just don't like Axl. I don't like what he's done, you know, screwing other people over and starting riots and just
welcome to the DJ! We got more names.
So apparently the tribute band that is from Tampa is amazing, and you can go there for $40. So I'm just gonna opt for the tribute band.
God, those guys charge $40 a ticket?
Well, even tribute band,
I swear.
Well, no, one of them was $20. It was 40. I think it was for two people.
Yeah, okay.
It was
like, I saw a video on Guns N' Roses just recently, and you know the imitation I do of Axl Rose, it's identical. His voice is completely gone.
Yeah, really.
So when he goes, "You know where you are," it sounds just like that. You in the jungle, baby.
He's yodeling.
Yodeling. It's cracking so much. It goes up and down. Wow, I didn't know that. I got to go check those guys out. I mean, I like the band. I just, like I said, I don't like him. But also,
maybe you should start liking him.
Maybe you go backstage and meet him. He'll find out he's a nice guy, and you guys will be best of friends, and you can go on tour with him.
I'm going to take you up on that. That's what I'm going to do.
Go backstage.
Yeah, why not?
She can get backstage.
A lot easier. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't think that'd be a
hell
problem.
A lot easier.
Well, speaking of Guns N' Roses, in 1993, we'll go on with this other story that I had. Founding member Steven Adler, who we just talked about, agrees to a $2.5 million settlement in a lawsuit brought against the band and their managers. Adler signed away his interest in the band when he left in 1990, but claimed he was seriously impaired at the time. Like I said, he was a drunk. And he actually was taken advantage of, and he got the settlement.
Wow. Couple of mil?
2.5. So he got sober, and he got rich.
Well,
all in a short period of time.
I'm sure. It's all gone. Your ass is gone. 2.5. Your lawyer got a third of that. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
He already drank it.
Yeah.
He already drank it.
He relapsed, and it's all gone. Uh-oh. The Moth Man's here.
Hello.
He's checking you out.
Who's the broad?
It's the Moth Man. You gotta...
Hi.
She's totally blindsided by you.
Wow.
Hey, listen, calm down. Be a gentleman, Moth.
Check out these guns.
Whoa.
I'm a moth. Don't get too excited.
Well, great to see you, bud. How's it going this lovely weekend?
Better now, because I'm, girl in here.
Can see you sliding over there. Well, we're going to do birthdays and death days today, as always, and I'll start out with a birthday from one of the best singers I personally ever heard in my life. Happy birthday to Linda McCartney, born in 1941.
It was going
to
be so red.
Born in 1941.
She was about as good a singer as Yoko was at the time.
Wait a minute.
You know it's gonna be. You didn't know she was going to be so dead.
Oh, too soon, buddy.
Too soon. But she was born today, obviously from the band Wings, and some great songs they always I love was Born on the Run. Band on the Run, not Springsteen, and Maybe I'm Amazed.
On this day, we lost a great player of the B3 Hammond organ, Buckwheat Zydeco, otherwise known as Stanley Dural Jr.
You knew him, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, that's...
Died of lung cancer. I told him, don't smoke anyway. You smoke too much, and you're going to die of lung cancer. Look, he died of lung cancer.
Oh, jeez.
68 years old in 2016.
Oh, that's sad. Also today, happy birthday to the famous Jim Henson from The Muppets, who we all love, that's for sure.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I was there for that.
Waka waka!
Really? You doing Fozzie the Bear? Oh, Jesus. But he had some great songs, and one of them Shannon redid. Called Rubber Ducky, and the other one is Rainbow Connections.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, it's
Rubber Ducky.
On this day, we lost the great Croatian singer Vinko Vice Vukov. Yeah.
I have his whole library.
Had it died, oddly enough, of a head injury.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I know.
Oh, that's all you know?
head injury, yeah.
Did you get some vodka from that joint?
No, I wasn't even there.
What? Oh, yeah?
No. Head injury. I don't go to head injury.
It's true.
I go to, more cancers and heart attacks and things like that.
So you can wait it out. I see.
Well, you get the right time and you can,
I'm sorry. Is Mothman from Jersey?
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from, yeah.
He's from Bergen County. Yeah,
I'm from Bergen. Are you from the state? You see more of a Newark kind of girl. You know?
Yeah.
With the hair and all that.
Jersey City.
Oh, there you go. Nice. I feel a connection here for some reason. Oh, my God. Well, what are you going to do this weekend, Mott? Anything happening?
I'm getting hammered.
Are you going to get hammered?
Yeah, I got the Uber right now, so I'm going to Uber around and get drunk.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
What's up with you, Scott Schwartz, lately,
Yeah,
Scott and I have had a falling out.
Oh.
It's a stupid toupee of his.
Really?
He just won't shut up. It's just blah, blah, blah. Toupee.
I got you.
All right, fellas.
All right, buddy.
See you later, man.
Take care. Say goodbye to you, Rosie.
Bye, Mothman.
Oh. One last look.
He's flexing. That's it for the Mothman and the Maestro.
It's going like bats.
All right. Let's take a break. What do we have? Oh, you know what I think? Now that we know for a fact 100% that Hunter Biden's laptop is real, we're owed an apology from the media. Don't you think? They swore up and down that it was the real thing. And it was not real. It was all a Russian. Everybody owes us an apology. Clapper and all those morons that said, oh, this is Russian information, disinformation. Well, where's your evidence? Well, we don't need evidence because we just know things.
Russia.
That's basically what they say. Well, now we know that every bit of it is true, and it was withheld prior to an election by the media. In total, I mean, everybody cooperated, banning the oldest newspaper in the nation, the New York Post, from printing it. So I do recall at the time a certain liberal person in my life telling me I was brainwashed because I believed Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Mm-hmm. Well, who was brainwashed now? We'll talk about it when we get back. Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
I actually went out on a practice run.
You did?
Didn't do too good.
What happened?
Bobcat treed me.
Treed you?
I'm a Florida man. I'm a Florida mountain man. Catching bobcats, wolverines, and mountain lions when I can. You might say, Bubba, ain't no mountains in Florida. You ain't no mountain man. And I'll say, you're a goddamn liar, because they got them in the land. In the land. I'm a Florida mountain man.
All right.
Inside of me, before I walked 10 miles.
house just to take a peek. I live in a cabin on a frozen tundra on Mr. Terry's property. Frozen tundra. And if I got a poop, that's another 10. Squeezing and holding the back of my pants. I barely make it to the can. But I do, because I'm a Florida mountain man. Trudging down 1792, clutching traps in my hand. Yeah, that bobcat will have to think twice if he ever steps foot on my land. I got stealth hunting skills and a pack of defense briefs, and I'll win this goddamn battle between man versus beast. I'm a Florida man. Florida mountain man. I set my traps at the Wawa and the drive-thru liquor store. And if I don't catch them, well, they will learn not to come this way no more. My hunt dogs, solenoid, Emma and Ergastrol. We treat 80-pound bobcat at the D-Line U-Haul. I'm a Florida man. Florida mountain man. For those that live on the edge, the battle of man versus predator will never end. Mountain men must but defend their land or forfeit their way of life. For they must remain vigilant and stand their ground against our oldest enemies. Bobcats, wolverines, possums, wolves, and these surfing goddamn hippie cowboys. When you're driving home at 5 a.m. on Woodland Avenue, and you see a mountain man lipping slightly, carrying a backpack too, with a handful of traps, snowshoes, and three dogs, and you know it's me. If I don't catch me something, I'm gonna catch me some Florida goddamn hippie. And whoop that ass. I whoop that ass. You don't fish where I'm trapping, you little son of a bitch. Florida man. I'm a Florida mountain man.
Yeah.
Florida mountain man. I've climbed Mount Dora. Howie in the hills. Space Mountain. I climb them like a homesick angel. I can see Russia from the top of my house. Mountain man. Florida mountain man.
Yeah. That's a winner.
Bob's your uncle.
So, we all remember the laptop story, you know, and it broke before the election. Mm-hmm. And it there was some salacious stuff in there. Photographs, the photographs they never denied because it's clearly him. But emails, lots and lots of emails and other things, and everybody you talk to from, you know, TV talking heads to politicos and former intelligence people. As a matter of fact, there was a group of intelligence people that all got together to sign a letter that said it was Russian disinformation. Yeah. They had no proof of it, but it looked like it to them, and they were very experienced, so they really know things, and you should just move along, and it's not real. And but what the big bombshells were, the 10% for the big guy, all of the disclosures about how many times he flew aboard Air Force Two. Now comes another bombshell about $2 million that he asked the Hunter Biden was looking to get an annual $2 million retainer from Libya to aid in the recovery of Libyan assets frozen by Obama while his father, Joe Biden, was vice president.
Oh, my God.
It proves the media lied to us, the American and the American public about the Biden family altogether. And about the Biden family storyline, all of it. And I distinctly remember being told that I it was silly for me to think they were real, that I've been brainwashed. And I'm like, first of all, there's not a real classical right-wing media arm to be brainwashed by these days. You know what I mean?
Right.
On the other hand, media outlets were lying about Trump, making up things about Trump. This was real. It sat there. It's criminal almost, because now they all admit that it was real. They all admit that it was real. Nobody's denying it any longer. New things are coming out of it. And I think we're owed an apology.
They just tell you.
Good luck.
You ever met Helen Waite? Go to Helen Waite.
Oh, Helen Waite. I met Tom Waits once.
That's what they're going to tell us.
And they're not. Look, now we know that every liberal out there was brainwashed, because they believed that it was. They believed what they're told by Clapper, the former CIA guy, and they believe what Chris Cuomo and Jake Tapper, all these people were telling them that it's real. And the fact that Twitter banned it, I think to some people lends, I think we think differently. I think with Twitter banned something, it's, oh, yeah, that's against our, we don't believe it, we don't know that it's the way we have banned it. I think some people go, oh, so it is untrue. It is a bunch of baloney because Twitter banned it and Twitter knows.
I think the exact opposite.
I do too. I'm exactly the flip of that. If they banned it, it's absolutely real and we need to look into it.
Right.
I really do.
Yep.
It's absurd to ban a New York Post story. It was the oldest
freedom of the press.
Yeah. And who made Twitter and social media the arbiter of what is real and what is not real? That's what I'd like to know.
Self-appointed power.
You got that Psaki thing about social media?
What?
That I gave to you?
Oh, yeah. Man, we're about to enter a whole new era of censorship here. Where is it? There it is. Psaki says she calls for censorship of social media while discussing recent report that highlighted the negative effects of Instagram and Facebook can have on young teens. We can't let these young teens read about this Hunter Biden nonsense. He's got Skittles on his penis in some of these pictures. During an interview on Morning Joe, she was asked if there's any plan in the future to address issues regarding negative mental health effects with big tech companies. Is Facebook and Twitter messing with your head?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that affects your state of mind mentally?
I think it can. It does me sometimes. I have to get off of it. I have to get off of it.
What is the part that bothers you about it?
The fact that when I post something and I know it's true and I get flagged and saying it's false news, and then I'm going to get banned in my Facebook group because I'm reporting a negative news about COVID-19, which that drives me nuts. And I just go, I got to get off of here. I'm going to lose my mind.
I post something about studies that I read about ivermectin and studies or articles about how you can't talk about ivermectin, and then studies about how it's worked in several countries and phenomenally well in India and over and over and over again. And then when you realize, because you don't ignore stuff that I don't ignore news either way. I read it, and then I make a decision in my mind if it's bunk or if it's real.
Your own decision.
Right. Yeah. And I read both sides of the issue because I think that's the best way to do it. But and you could see with your own eyes, if you'll just bother to read a little bit, of how well ivermectin has performed in so many countries that they've used it. But then I post something about it on social media, and not only do they, nobody even really questions it. Like, hey, where was that study done? Or what? They're like, ah, you're dumbass. Put a horse dewormer in your lips. You stupid. You dumb Trump supporter. You don't know what you're talking about. You know.
Didn't the inventor get a Nobel Prize for it?
Yeah, a Nobel Prize. And it was used to treat other viruses, Zika, and, you know.
Hasn't been proven like this new vaccine.
It's been around 35 years, a lot longer than the vaccine. That's exactly. It has over 4 billion doses that have been administered. The original patent holder, Merck, donated 3.7 billion doses to developing countries in 2015. The two individuals who developed ivermectin were awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine. While known primarily as an anti-parasitic, it's also antiviral, anti-inflammatory, blah, 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 blah. But you can't talk about it anymore.
Can't.
But people, you know, I've at least I didn't listen to some guy go, hey, you know, Ivermectin, take this with me. I said, all right, let me, it sounds unlikely, but to me, but I'm going to look into it, and I'm going to read about it, and I did, and I found, you know, article after article, and
how to talk to a doctor.
We have a doctor who really explained it to us its antiviral properties, and then you see the studies, if you bother to do a little bit of digging, and in India, Uttar Pradesh, India, they had completely decimated it there. In Peru, the start of ivermectin lowered hospitalizations and death 13-fold. Mm-hmm. The new president was elected. He stopped it. They went up 13-fold. I mean, there's just more, you know, but the people that summarily dismiss it, like, a bunch of baloney, you idiot, you're a D-war. Those are the people that bother me the most. Because to instead of just being inquisitive and saying, well, tell me what you know, point me in the direction. So it's over. They know the vaccine's the only way to go. That's what they're told. If you don't get it, you're an idiot. And if you don't believe in it, you're stupid and dumb. And it doesn't matter who you are, by the way. You could be a member, for example, of one of the most lauded royal families of America. RFK Jr. is not a big fan of the vaccine, and he doesn't bother. He's not shy about sharing the information. But now you'll find stories over and over about him. Well, they call him for JFK or RFK. They called him the dumbest Kennedy of all.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
That's not good.
I mean, come on.
No, he's done a lot for the, vaccine-injured community. And he's been, and plus, with this, like, can we just say this? This vaccine hasn't just been out for this year. It was, go back and look at the patent date on this thing. We're talking 04. They didn't start making this vaccine last year or in Trump's administration.
I have not heard this theory.
It's not even a theory. Just go look directly at it. You can look it up. You can look up the patent date. And there's a Dr. What David Martin.
What particular vaccine was it?
I think this one was the Merck one.
Okay.
And so, and the actual patent on the virus, that means they made it because you can't patent nature. You have to.
Well, you can patent a formula.
They have to change something on it,
yeah,
to make it patentable. Anyway, that was apparently 98. We should have Dr. David Martin on. He's an international patent company, global company, and he went down the list and explained it in detail. And that's what he does. That's what his company does on a global scale in like 200 and some odd countries. They deal with patents. And so he came out and just was like, look, here's the patents. And here's when they, this is not novel. He said the virus isn't novel and it's not new. And neither is the vaccine. It's not a vaccine at all, actually. It's an mRNA. It's a gain of function. So basically, just according to him.
Well, they changed the definition of what a vaccine is, the CDC. So the vaccine no longer gives you immunity or it just protects you. Yeah.
Conveniently protects you.
Yeah. Lot of problems.
So they hate RFK Jr., the son of Robert Kennedy. He says he's the left's. They say that he's the left's most prominent anti-vaxxer. The title of this article is "Anti-Vax Conspiracy Theorist RFK is the Dumbest Kennedy." They have no problem.
Wow.
Just impugning a Kennedy.
It's intellectual laziness, is what this is. It's intellectual dishonesty. That's it. It lazy and then dishonest, and they just lazy.
Well, there's no such thing as an open mind anymore. Nobody's open minded at all.
I don't know.
I mean,
social media though for teens. I think this is a. Here's my. They could tighten up Twitter. There's a lot of nudity on Twitter. I'll scroll through my feed, and someone I follow will retweet a full blown, you know, dong shot or some guy getting,
I can't do that because that messed Brandy Love up. That's her social media choice.
Right, I'm just saying. Yeah. But it's all about who you follow and who gets into your feed. I don't mind. I had a Brandy Love thing come by my feed the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, all right. But here's what I'm getting at is I believe that parents could do a lot to control the amount of social media. It's not that difficult. You know, you either give them a phone or you don't give them a phone, or you limit the phone time, or you take it away. Damn, they're figuring it out in China. The kids only have 40 minutes a night to be on TikTok or play a video game. And that seems to be working. But I would surmise that social media does a lot more damage on the big scale, because the kids, they're teens, you know, they don't vote. Okay, they saw some boobs or something or whatever. You might have to do some explaining. I don't know, but it's adults that are the ones that are in danger, I think, in social media. The ones that are, I don't know what the word is, pliable, gullible, whatever, and they read a lot of you know, fake news or whatever. And I think it's social media is worse on an adult, a voting age adult, or a soon to be voting age adult, or a late teen that's about to become a young adult, because it formulates their ideology.
It does. TikTok, especially. I mean, it's, you know, they're on it all the time.
Really?
And they absorb it. I have a 13-year-old, and it's a thing. I mean, it does, you hear it coming out of their mouth. When my kid tried to tell me about my pronouns needed to change, and I said, well, you're going to be a dangling participle in about 5 minutes.
Oh.
Don't ever say anything like that to me again. I'm not changing my pronouns when your friends come over.
And I don't like your tone, Missy.
Yeah. Shut up when you're talking to me.
Give me your phone.
Pasagi says she has a young girl, and it makes her absolutely outraged when she read a report about how Instagram is affecting girls' mental health. This is an outrage. Then she had tried to shift attention to misinformation and talking about big tech having data on how harmful or misleading posts are traveling on the internet, but not sharing it or are acting upon it. She's more concerned about posts that may lead people off the track of their ideology, mainly.
Remember the image.
The images.
But it's so sad that people are so gullible today. I mean, it just seems...
It's not the fact that gullibility is one thing. It may be gullibility. But I think more or less it is... some people have been conditioned to think a certain way in a group led by whoever they believe, the Fauci and Kamala, or whoever it is politically. There's plenty of people politically and media wise that they listen to, and that's it. I'm not looking anywhere else for my information. Rachel Maddow said it. God damn it, it's got to be the absolute 100% gold standard of truth and integrity.
Well, that's gullible because you're looking at one side. You're not looking at other options. You know, that's what's wrong.
But the gullibility is there as well. But the part that makes a person how you get into an echo chamber is you don't look outside of it.
That's
you don't
what
check.
I'm saying,
you don't check yourself. And it's not because you're gullible. It's because you're happy. You feel good here.
Yes.
Everything's good and nice. And liberals are right. And Trump is mean and he's orange and cruel.
Yeah, but Shannon, you got to look at this. Like, if you have your own independent thought, you're going to see somebody who's BSing you immediately.
Well, that's just it. I think a lot of people will be conditioned to, if you said black, they'd say white. If you said up, they'd say down. It's automatic. It's this. But more than that, their ideology is whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. Abortion's up to the day the kids birth. But it's also being anti anything you're for.
Yeah.
That's more than half the ideology of the left is oppose the right at every chance and demean it and demoralize the people that follow it. And no matter if it works, I've got some audio. The border's a mess. We all know this is a mess. They've tried to pin it on Trump. But as you recall, in the final days of the Trump presidency, all was well on the border front. It was quiet. They were waiting in Mexico. It had been calmed down. And then this administration took over and things went to hell in a handbasket. Here is can I get it in now before we go to break? I might not be able to. I might have a problem finding it.
30 seconds.
Damn you. When I get back, I'll play a piece of audio. Where Mayorkas he practically indicts the administration. They're asking about the border. It's a wreck. It's a mess. It's this. And they say, how many of Trump's policies have you overturned? And he goes into a spiel about, well, there's so many of his stuff we return, I can't even count them all. Well, that's how we got here. You signed a bunch of executive orders, and here we are. It wasn't a broken system.
Nope.
You broke it.
feel better?
I do. Okay. I really, really do. All right. What did you tell me?
30 seconds.
Did I have to do something? No?
No,
nothing
you're
here?
You're good. Okay.
My Mercury is in retrograde today, so let me. when we get back, I'll play that audio for you. I got a lot of audio I left on the table here. I'm going to get to most of it. If anyone saw Biden speak today, I knew he was speaking because I saw something on TV that said, "Breaking news! Biden taking questions." And I'm like, wow, that is breaking news. He's actually taking some friggin' questions. But he went on to a babbling speech, as you can imagine. And most of the speech was, "I don't believe the polls. I don't believe the polls about approval. They'll go up, they'll go down." And then about three sentences later, he goes, the polling as well and all of my policies.
Oh, my God.
We'll do it next. Stick around. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. Western, yeah.
It's kind of. Just imagine we're on the chuck wagon, boys. Well, the boys and I like to have a beer after we've done our chores. So we go down to get some cheer and visit our Applebee's whores. Well, our Applebee's whores don't make a fuss over us, and we don't go home with glitter on us. It's a four above. We're eating and some sweet, sweet honeys. Because we ain't got no fiddler's money. Well, Applebee's whores are so high class, even Justin's money can't buy that ass. Your friend likes to come up in there. You'll find him in the bathroom upstairs with a boudet. We doing all right? All right.
Yeah, I am.
Applebee's whores, your Applebee's whores. One day I'm gonna get in them drawers. They're all mine, I got none to spare. Unless Fabio de Ricken is there.
That was hard to stop laughing.
You can watch him prowl around, pulling down their ponytails. Stalking them down just like Axl Rose. He's slutting it up in there. Beady, 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 boo, beady, boo, boo, beady, 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 boo, boo, beady, 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 do, 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 do. There we go. She might be in town on a business trip or a company seminar. But you can bet she's already got a hotel room next door. That's right now. I like it when the lawyer guy ain't there with his 500 mile an hour cocaine stare. But that's all.
Come on, Lord.
I lost my place. That's all right.
You're the right part up.
Yeah, he's got him on a string there. Yeah, there he is. They love this guy, Fabio. Yeah, they do.
Applebee's
horse. All right,
there you go. Start there.
I sit in Bonnie's section. It's the best. She's got two irresistibles on her chest. I asked her for sex. She said, not tonight, but got a sex gift card for Friday night. Applebee's horse, here, Applebee's horse. We love you, honey. Applebee's horse, here's an Applebee's horse. One day I'll come in and actually spend money with Applebee's horse, an Applebee's horse. I like to stare, I like to go. And one day, boys, I'm gonna bring y'all a Benihana and show you some Japanese horse. Yeah!
DJ is playing at the Broken Spoon in Lake Mary on the International
Parkway.
I had a chicken thing there. It was pretty outstanding. Oh, I also had part of Jonathan's Osso Buco. pork ossobuco with.
Oh, how was that?
Ufa.
Good, huh?
Ridiculous, yeah.
And then you had some Chinese fruit that you can't.
I don't know what that describe. Was. I went to some other people's table. There was a bunch of Chinese people. They said,
I'm eating some. It was so funny. You sit with like eight Asian people. That was just really, it was a cute scene.
And they gave me these things. I don't know what they were, but they were delicious. They're like grapes, but bigger.
Yeah, it looked
and
like.
And kind of had a consistency of a plum on the inside. I don't know what it was, but they were fantastic.
Oh, like a muscadine.
I don't even know that. I don't know.
I don't know. It was
I couldn't understand a word they were saying. But we're having a good time. Let me play the Mayorkas audio quickly because I think it's funny. And then I'm going to get to the the Cyber Ninjas have issued an overview of their, a summary of their findings there, which you probably won't hear anywhere else. But I don't know where the media and the left comes up with it. The audit proved that Trump had a bigger margin when everything I read says that. There are so many. I mean, maybe if it's just a recount, yeah, probably so. That wouldn't surprise me if they just did a count without doing an audit. Now they've done an audit and they've found a lot of not just discrepancies, but
insane.
Yeah, it's insane stuff. Quickly to Mayorkas, people are wondering why is the border out of control now when it wasn't at the end of Trump's presidency, and I think Mayorkas. Pretty much admitted why.
And I'd like to understand from you what Trump-era immigration policies have been banned, ended, reversed, and if any investigations are underway by you.
So we have...
She's thinking that maybe there's something we can get Trump on. He did some bad stuff with immigration, but...
Rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Sure.
And that's why you see a humanitarian crisis.
Yeah.
Thousands of people.
1.5 million since January 20th or 23rd, or whenever he signed the stuff. They rescinded so many of Trump's policies, it would take too much time to list them. That's why we have a crisis on our hands. So this is the... The summary of Cyber Ninja, some of the things they found in the Maricopa County. In the 2020 presidential election, the margin of victory was only in Maricopa, only 10,457 votes, a small fraction of the 57,734 ballots with known issues. Six times the margin of victory in the presidential race, based on the factual findings. They believe the election should not be certified. And here are some of the major issues they've identified. There are more than 10,000 double votes across county lines. Meaning the people voted in one county and then they came to Maricopa and voted in Maricopa County. Tens of thousands of ballots were cast from individuals who had moved prior to the election and could not have even physically received their ballots in a legal way. And the rest, you know, logs intentionally rolled over, batches not delineated, duplicated ballots were missing, the required serial numbers, the chain of custody documents are missing. There's substantial statistically significant anomalies identified in the ratio of hand-folded ballots, on-demand printed ballots, as well as statistically significant increase in provisional ballot rejections from a mail-in ballot already being cast. Like you got a provisional and a mail-in at the same time, and they're both counted.
Yeah. Doubled up.
And how about the Chinese printed ones? They found these ones that were all printed in China and they were off. So how are you even counting those? It needs to be a forensic audit, not just a recount.
Mail-in ballots voted from prior addresses equaled 23,344. Potential voters that voted multiple counties, 10,342. More the number of ballots returned by a voter than were received by a voter, meaning you requested an absentee and then you mailed it back in. Oddly, weirdly enough, the number that they received back from voters was a lot more than the numbers they mailed out.
Yeah.
To the tune of 9,041.
Good God.
Now, this information is very similar to Pennsylvania and Georgia, too. This is the same type of when the election was, you know, the election was going to be called. This is the same counties that shut down. So the information that we hear in Maricopa County is going to be the exact information that we're going to be hearing from Pennsylvania and Georgia as well.
Like there'll be a pattern, you're saying?
Yes, there is a complete pattern on this.
Well, what will be done with it, though?
Let's get it fixed. Get rid of this mail-in voting out of the equation.
Oh, I mean, we've now proven that Hunter Biden's laptop is real, but nothing happens. Hillary deleted emails. Nothing happens.
Right.
We find out that the election was fake and nothing happens. I mean, keep it moving.
Hack Old Dominion, you know, you can't
keep it moving.
But we can hack our fuel system in our country.
I just got an email that came from Griffo to Shane. Griffo out of Fort Walton Beach. He said, we had a listener call in and complain that Florida Man doesn't cover enough of the border crisis.
I got it, too. I'm looking at it.
That's funny. I mean,
send him the clip.
We're one of the very few outlets that is covering it. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
We're going to talk about that for 4 hours?
Pretty much.
Nation takes a poop in the
We do talk about it a lot, but you know, I think we service the topic in an appropriate way.
Yeah. I don't want to be a dead horse.
Here are their recommendations. Eliminate the use of universal mail-in voting. Reconcile results. They should centralize voter registration at the state level, tied into the state's motor vehicle ID system, ensuring that voters that are registered under their full legal name, that they have only a single residential address with the state and one mailing address.
Well, that you can't do that because that's discrimination against rich people. Because they have more than one residence.
They do suggest cleaning up the voter rolls of dead people that are voting, apparently. The voting machines, they say, are out. They should consider that legislation should be considered that would prohibit connecting tabulators or the election management system servers to similar equipment from being connected to the internet or any other mechanism. Apparently, that's happening.
There you go.
What the hell?
What is going on here?
That's Robert.
Ever. Best day ever.
Robert Vance?
That's Robert Vance.
Right now. Right now, he's everybody. We got a live unicorn outside the window. I'll post the video for you.
What is he doing?
I didn't talk to him.
In a dress.
And he's got a dress on too, yeah.
With long hair. This is perfect.
That's our friend.
That's hilarious.
That's Boogie Boo.
You're right, man. The moon is screwed up. There's
right now.
Mercury is in retrograde.
What in the hell?
We were just like sitting here. And for those of you that don't know the studio, and if you're not just watching us, it looks out over a lake, and we have all these trees and this beautiful area you can walk in. But you know, it's a building. It's like a glass. You know,
it's a giant class A office space, butted up to a wilderness preserve type of thing.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, this guy and girl come walking by, and she's dressed up as a unicorn, and he's wearing a dress.
That's Robert. <I don't>
It is a little weird.
Carrying a fishing pole.
Yes. And a tackle box. A red tackle box.
But we know from our experience that people outside of this building cannot see in at all. I don't care if it's day or night.
Yeah.
He knows we're here, though.
Oh, but
good thing you closed that door.
He's way over there, though. I think he thinks that we're over there.
You know we're here, right?
He's waving. They're waving at another window.
Oh.
They think we're down there. they're waving at a different window
they
down
don't
there.
Know.
They're at the Wolf Studio.
It's all I can do to not just, like, go out there.
Pookie Boo. She's got to be hot in that thing, man.
What is she?
He plans on taking it off.
Pajamas. Almost.
He must have smoked a big bowl before he came here.
Well, that's bizarre. It's another weird day here.
It is very bizarre. I don't know what it is.
Is it weird?
It's very weird.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. Oh my God, they're going to do fire.
What?
He's going to do the spinning fire things. You know, like they do at the festivals?
What the hell is he doing?
He's got a fish. That's a fishing pole.
Okay, but doesn't he have the spinning? He was twirling this thing.
I think he's twirling a bobber and
Oh, it looked like, you know how they light those little white things on fire at the end of the thing and they spin it? He was spinning now. Okay. All right. Back to your regular programming.
She's galloping now.
That's weird.
Okay. Wow. Well,
what the hell?
It, They're literally waving at a different window.
Okay, I'm
going to
video it for you, and I'll put it on Facebook.
It's weird. Can't see it. That's fine. You gotta.
He's had to smoke a big bowl.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, I'm gonna go investigate. Oh, they think we're in there. Oh, he's spanking your butt in your bobber. Oh yeah, I gotta go.
Is that Robert?
That's Robert.
I gotta go out of here.
Oh no.
Don't
do
it.
Because then we gotta bring him in here. We don't wanna do that. Yeah.
We're getting in trouble.
Yeah. We can't learn. It's a building policy. We don't let weirdos into the building.
Go out there. I'll take the picture from you.
God, that's weird.
What the hell is he thinking?
I have no idea.
I think he might be doing speed, too.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. He just
he's doing coke, speed.
Kratom.
Big bowl. I mean, who shows up in a dress when your daughter dresses as a unicorn?
That's his daughter?
Yeah.
Well, that's bizarre. Well, anyway, it's not good radio, I'll tell you that.
No one can see it.
It is. Yeah. It is if they go look at it on Facebook. I'll put it on your Facebook page, Shannon.
Shannon.
Shandong.
How about we dip into the remarks?
Yes.
Plenty of remarks. Download the Florida Man radio app. You'll love it. I love it. We have good news there, believe it or not. I was shocked. Take the whole station with you wherever you go, wherever you are in the country, and leave your remarks. Archives are there as well. Here we go.
Hey, that getting up for a couple hours and then going back to sleep wasn't just a Ben Franklin thing.
Yeah.
It was pretty much everybody before electricity.
Einstein. Oh.
But a lot of great work was done during that awakening period in between from great scientists throughout history, Isaac Newton. You can name a million of them, but yeah, that was common before electricity, just to get up for a couple hours and go back to bed. Be-do-be-do.
Well, we should expect greatness out of Yo Frey then, right?
Nothing but the best.
Can somebody explain to the new girl the video thing?
Oh,
sorry.
I say happy Friday, Raymond.
I say.
Jacksonville, Big Tex, Yo Frey, DJ. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, Raymond. Bye. Jacksonville.
That sounds like the kind of guy I want to take me fishing. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot one thing, man. Beedoo. Beedoo.
What is that?
Beedoo. I don't have it in here today. I have a bicycle horn.
Oh.
That I had that I carried around on my, and I use it to do silly things in here, along with some goofy slide whistles, only to make fun of old-timey radio people. But it's fun. I like to do it. But one day I didn't bring it in, and I went to get it, and it wasn't here. And Jeff went beedoo beedoo, just kind of to do a imitation of it, and that's how it became lore.
What the hell?
Are you sure that's Robert?
That's Robert.
All right. What's happening? Just weird. All right, here we go.
Unicorn went by again.
DJ, you'll never throw 70 miles an hour. You suck.
you think so?
Hey guys, what's up? Sleeper Cell Greg in Connecticut. I'm actually watching that Arizona hearing right now. It's being presented at the Arizona State Senate by Dr. Shiva. It's been going on for a while, and of course nobody else within the media has a blip on the radar screen about it in typical fashion, right? Christ, that's gonna get Tinfoil Tom all excited. It's happening, people. No, but seriously, it's on the TV right now, at least on OAN. Beedoo, beedoo.
Man, I guess OAN is the only real, you know.
True news.
Only one left.
I watch two shows on Fox that I love. The Five and Greg Gutfeld.
Yeah.
They're great shows. In between, I could care less. Or the rest of the day, I could care less. But I think those are two great shows because there's humor in there. You know, they don't take themselves too seriously. Yeah. And, you know.
Hey, Shannon, who's this bitch?
That's Rosie Maria. She's no bitch, sir.
Bitch.
Keith from Glassbury. Just expanding on the Aurora James comment she made, if I can, Shannon. She has 6 federal tax liens for over $100,000 in income tax fraud in the state of New York. She has about $63,000 in workers' comp unpaid claims in the state of New York as well. And from my understanding, she owes about $25,000 in property taxes in the state of California on the property that's foreclosed on. Because communists don't actually care about taxing the rich or the environment or gay rights Communists only care about their agenda and winning. That's right. What we see here.
Amen. And they don't care about themselves paying taxes. They feel like they probably shouldn't pay taxes. That all the taxes should be paid by uber rich people.
You know? Yeah, I read those same numbers. That's what I was saying. I was like, holy God, she owes all this money, and she found $250,000 to go to the Met. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Shando. It's Ryan in California. Right. Is DJ going to be playing his guitar today, taking the place of Bubba for Bubba's segment? Love to hear GJ sing. Since I'm in California, I can't get out there to Florida to hear it. Be doo be doo.
We're going to sing bitch next week.
I know. The boy is Smule famous, okay?
Yeah, you get it right there. You know. Well, I do want to do Sing Bitch next week. We do have Florida Man t-shirts that are in, and we have prizes, and we have a new front desk person who will more than likely be able to handle the mailing process better than Kenny.
What's up, Rosie? You single, baby? Hit me up. Bidi bidi.
Bidi bidi.
See the point.
Girl, bye. You know I got 6 boyfriends. You want to get in line? Go on ahead.
What's up, Rosie?
What's up, Rosie?
Tom, I thought laundry was supposed to get found today, you jerk.
What did he say?
Florida Woman Radio in sex.
Hey, we used to have another show on the station. That
download that. I want to keep that.
they kind of tried to use. I want to hear what this guy had to say.
And sex.
Tom, I thought laundry was supposed to get found today, you jerk.
Oh yeah, he said that guy laundry was supposed to be found today.
Oh yeah, because all the tinfoil people. Probably like me. It was like everyone was online going, oh, something's going to happen tomorrow. And they're just covering with the story of why is this one missing case such a big deal? But they're supposed to find him. They're out there looking for him right now. I'm going to talk about it in my segment.
Oh. All right.
They're changing the abortion time, huh? Sounds like license to kill. If that's the case, sitting here on I-4 and this jackhole just cut me off, I'm going to 1,500 late week abortion his ass.
Good Lord. I'm not sure that was kosher.
This is my CB.
Do me a favor, man. Your mom's not picking up, and I'm supposed to meet her at...
All right.
you're free, everybody. Learn the hard way. Every, it's not so every good to scare all your demons away. And every, now the big every gritty bastard, every, well, he just can't sleep. Every accounting, every DJs in every stead of every sheep. Every, but if he would just every take Uncle Ted's every advice. Every 2 bottles of shivers and no ice.
No ice.
Well, I love that. That was like a spoken word from the senator. Very nice.
That was awesome.
Klavan's delivered like 3 in a row. That's been great.
Big hits. That was a good one. Will you put 501 in the can?
Yes.
Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior. It was a big lake that I believe it was the Chippewa called Gitchagumi.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, didn't know the history.
So I know it was Lake Superior, but I did not know that Lake Superior was formerly known as Gitche-Gumee. For the record, Lake Superior is far better name than Gitche-Gumee. You know what I mean?
Gitche-Gumee.
Hi, Mr. Burke. This is Jerry Steinfeld, president of media. And we would like to sincerely apologize for the Hunter laptop story.
President of media.
We have written a strongly worded letter to all programming that ran that story, and it will not happen again. We promise. Thank you. Have a nice day.
President of media.
It's just not who we are.
Yeah.
It's just not who we are. We're sorry.
Hey there, guys. A little advice from a farmer who's also raising 8 children. It's a fun game called phone check. So if you live in my house and I pay your bills and I buy your phone, and even if I don't pay for it, you live in my house, I can walk up to you at any point of your life, day or night,
yeah,
and say,
baby,
phone check. You immediately hand me your phone. Do not touch the screen. Do not hit the side buttons. Do not blink twice. Hand me your phone.
Yeah, or it's I like gone. It.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
And then as a group, mom, me, and the child, we go through that phone, and we ask questions about content and things we see and whatnot.
Wow.
And again, parents, get involved in your kids' lives. Stop worrying. Stop blaming the government and the schools and churches and everybody else. Raise your own daggum kids. Beto, going to a football game. How about them Lake Mary Rams?
Morganic meats.
That's our friend Jonathan Morris. Dude,
he gets like Parent of the Year.
Yeah, these people get Parents of the Year. I mean, it is really remarkable. They have 8 children, and they're farmers. And I've never, I go to their shop all the time, and I see them around. It's yes, sir, no, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, and that's why, obviously, because.
Hard work and a swift kick in the boop, boop.
Yeah.
In the be-do.
Yes.
There you go. You got it.
You got it.
Oh, now I get it.
Hold on. Let me see where we are here.
Hi, Mr. Burke.
Oh, yeah, I have that one.
There you go.
All right, good. Now I know where I am.
Glad you know.
It's tough.
I don't want you to be like Biden wandering around in the White House in the middle of the night and not know where you are.
We miss Bubba.
Was that?
He's old in drunk. The hospital.
What'd he say?
He missed Bubba.
Oh, Bubba's in the hospital. Yeah, don't bitch at me. He's the one that got pancreatitis with his diet.
With his $500 gift card.
I wanted to let you know in the early trials and development of Mectorivin that there were some side effects. Many of the patients reported... a condition called long face, and the others were reported they were just unhappy.
Why the long face?
Long face.
Hey, Shane.
We need to take a break. Shaggy. That was 554. Let's take a break here. Dan O'Brien is waiting for you. Well, I don't know. It's a little late. Well, it's nice weather. He could be on the boat. Captain Dan is sitting at the ready to help you redo your mortgage and get it right. I heard a guy the other day. I mentioned it the other day. He refinanced on a not a huge mortgage and saved like $900-something a month. It was redonkulous. That's life-changing money right there. You go out and buy a new car with that money. If you're waiting or you don't want to do it because you're like 5 to 7 years into a mortgage, you don't want to start all over. That's stupid, first of all, because Dan could do a custom term from you very easy. He's been around doing this for 20 years, and he knows his stuff. You'll just work with Dan, not a room full of cubicles and people passing around from the department to department. It's just you and Dan walking hand in hand through a field of waving grains amber waves of grain. Until you come out on the other side, saving some money. Your home's worth a lot more now because of the market conditions. Take advantage of that money and the free money, because when you factor in inflation, if you're at 2.99, it's practically free. 407-468-6429 is the number, emeraldmortgagepartners.com. And if you don't know what you're doing, call Dan and tell him, look, I'm stupid. I have a high interest rate. I need to get lower, but I don't know what to do. And I got all this. Dan will straighten it out, and he'll tell you rather quickly whether you're stupid or he can help you. 407-468-6429 is his telephone number, emeraldmortgagepartners.com. Licensed in Georgia, a VA loan specialist, NMLS number 337465. When we get back, Rosie's take. Is that what you're going to say at the end?
Yeah.
You going to say it again?
I'm Rosie, and that's my take on it.
I like that. Hey, Rosie, wish she just shared the she said in. Stick around. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
I'm News 6 anchor Matt Austin. Here are your headlines for Friday, September 24th. Prosecutors seeking the death penalty for the man accused of massacring a family in Polk County. The state attorney's office said the murders were committed in cold blood and involved extensive planning. Deputies said 33-year-old former Marine Brian Riley was delusional and believed the family were child sex traffickers when he shot them. Riley is being held without bail and has not entered a plea yet. An 11-year-old girl critically injured in the shooting is still recovering at the hospital. More than $100 million in grant funds will be dedicated to water quality across Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement at Sebastian Inlet State Park this morning. $53 million from the funds will go toward eliminating septic tanks and upgrading water treatment facilities. The money is meant to improve environmental conditions in the Indian River Lagoon. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock at clickorlando.com and the News 6 app.
Now they thank DJ for scrolling for me, but I probably won't need it. This goes out to you, Donald Trump. A lot of people out there don't miss you, but I do. And somebody ought to say something about it. Wake up in the morning and he's looking in the mirror. Worn as a dildo charging in the stand. His face ain't looking any younger. Your capitalist game. Oh, Donnie, please don't go. All his bags are packed. He's ready to go. Standing outside the White House door with a MAGA hat and Skechers running shoes. The dawn is breaking. It's early morn. The beast is here. It's honking its horn. The scene is so damn sad, I wanna cry. Do y'all know what the beast is?
Yeah, his limo.
Cause he's leaving on a jet plane with whores and lots of cocaine. Mar-a-Lago, here we come. And the way the sunlight shines upon his orange hair. Hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts his comb over in the air. I'm getting a stimulus payment. He gave me a stimulus payment. Ooh, bop, bop. Stimulus payment, bop, bop. Exile, ooh, do, do. Stimulus payment, bop, bop. Exile, good, good, good. Stimulus payment. You light up my life. You give me hope to carry. He was dry. And good old boys getting a diet coke high, singing, this will be the day that I die. He's gone. Oh, why? Oh, why? place she's gone. Oh, what went wrong? Humpty Trumpty built a great wall. Humpty Trumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Trumpty in the office again.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know who else wants to know what kind of beer it was that the guy got out of Pelosi's mini fridge.
A Peroni. A Pelosi.
What do you
Peroni.
Think?
Probably a Miller Lite.
Coors Light.
Coors Light?
Yeah.
What do you think? A Peroni? Something
Peroni.
Fancy?
No, Mick Ultra. I take that back.
You know what my guess is?
What?
Bush Light Tall Boy. No, no. Which is the one that's got super high?
Natty Light.
Natty Light.
Yeah. Oh.
That's Natty what Light. It is. Natty Light.
Natty Light.
Because it's just like ridiculously high in alcohol content.
Is it?
0.1, yeah, or something ridiculous. Yeah.
No, that's when you get to the IPAs. They have the content.
Well,
no,
you would not believe
Natty Light.
Really?
Natty Light is considered a malt liquor.
Oh.
So a malt liquor could be a lot higher than a beer.
Oh. Now I've learned a lesson today.
I did see you today. We're going to get to Rosie's take. Mexico's foreign relations secretary spoke with Anthony Blinken about the Haitian situation. Mm-hmm. And he confirmed what we've learned over the last couple of days. These people didn't come directly from Haiti. They didn't come from Haiti directly. They have been in Brazil or Chile or somewhere else where they have already received refugee status or have passports of those countries. That's why they were dumping them when they got here. So they already had status.
Yeah, no joke, because that's an island, and you would have to get off of that island and be in a different country to get to, okay?
Sons of bitches.
Or just a little, you know, you have to do the puddle jump.
Rosie, exactly. Rosie's, do we have music for Rosie or an intro or something?
I got this song you pulled up right here.
All right, you want to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Damn,
see,
damn,
see,
damn.
See what I did there?
Rosie,
oh, I
Rosie.
Like it. A whole lot of Rosie.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God. At my rooftop pool, there's this guy named Sober.
You got a rooftop pool?
Yeah. I call him Sober Steve. He would be swimming every morning and ask me to go to Panama with him. He's like, whole lot of Rosie. And he'd be swimming. He's like, I'm going to Panama. If Biden gets elected, you want to go?
Awesome.
I'm Rosie, and that's my take on it. So I am so crazy right now about dating, and it kind of coincides with this whole Gabby situation.
Gabby Petito, yeah.
Yeah, Gabby Petito. It's crazy because right now in our backyard where we are, you know, the dogs are running. They're trying to find.
Going through the swamps. And 75 cops, I think, right now are on the team. Yeah. 75 searchers or something like that. A lot of manpower.
Huge, huge, huge. And I just want to say, like, what is happening in our day and age with dating and relationships and all this craziness that goes on with this absolute narcissist and the poor girl.
Let me ask you, as a girl,
crazy.
Would you know, I don't know much about you, seem to know more about this story than most. Would you know, as a girl, as a woman, I don't know how long these people were together, but for...
Long enough to get engaged.
Okay, but would you know that this guy might kill me?
No.
You wouldn't know?
No.
And just so you don't think she knew?
No.
You would know, Rosie.
No, bitch, no. Oh.
You say bitch?
No, I can't. 7 second rule.
And I don't think there's any way. I don't know. I can't imagine a situation in which I would want to choke my girl out.
No, you
to
leave.
Death.
You walk.
You just break up or you leave. Yeah.
Just a little. Just not.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
death.
Or, yeah. Just a little bit until the you know she gives me the double tap on the.
I know, but no, you really don't know. That's the point. And what they do in the beginning is they completely love bomb you. So they.
What does that mean? Love
okay,
bomb.
Okay, so this is literally like in the DSM-5. This is like in the psychological papers. Like, this is the book that all the psychologists use. So they like, actually, this is a term. It's, they love bomb you. So they, you're like, you're amazing. I've never met anybody like you. We're soulmates. Oh, my God. Geez. It was meant to be. I came back from another life to overkill. Be here
that's
with you
that's,
now.
That's DJ's pickup line. So first, the night he visits girl. Yeah.
I say no words.
You're the one. You're the most beautiful one in this bar. You know, I've never seen anything like it. Anyway, they totally go over the top. Do anything they can, blah, blah, blah. But then the mask starts to slip, you know, like, but it takes a while. So you got to wait for the demons to come out. You can't go fast with these. They try to move you fast. Uh-huh. And they get you in deep. She was engaged. The poor child, she's not even finished college. I mean, she was like her early 20s, right?
Yeah, 22,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. She may be finished, but anyway, the whole point of the story is, like, right now, there's no accountability. You can go on an app. You can go on dating. You don't have to deal with daddy at the door with a shotgun.
Right. Not if it's not her age.
Well, no, but you... No.
Well, you mean how they meet each other?
Yes. Oh, okay. And move along and get along. Daddy's not calling. She's a grown woman. But
right.
Back in the day, it's not like that.
Yeah.
That's still my... hello?
Yeah,
and you're accountable to somebody face to face.
I have a 21-year-old daughter. Trust me, I know the feeling. I'm not entirely sure I would endorse a cross-country van life trip with a boyfriend or, I don't know. At that age, you know, if you're engaged, first of all, at 22, you know.
It's too early.
Way too early. I got married at 25. The worst mistake of my life.
Right. You have no idea what you're doing or who you are. Like 6 months ago.
Six wives. Four. I don't know. How many was it, Jeff? Do you have it in the book?
Four. I think it was four, right?
Okay,
four,
that's it.
Well, at least you're the marrying kind. He's the killing kind.
Yeah.
You know what
right.
I mean?
But I just don't know what has to transpire in a man's life that he can't, instead of saying, listen, this is not working out and this is a horrible trip, let's drive back home and call it a day and be civil about it. Well, instead of, let me choke you out and kill you in the desert and then I'll drive back mysteriously without you and not answer a word.
Okay, so I actually have an answer for this, but it's true. Now, people throw this narcissistic claim around. You know, the truth is there's a scale, right? So there's a sliding scale.
Of craziness?
Of narcissism.
All right.
And when you get to the malignant, you're in trouble. But what happens is when they get to that level, some like basic
That's
things,
what you think this guy Laundry is a narcissist. Okay.
Oh, big time. Oh, you have to be to murder somebody.
Yeah,
so what that is when they were with their mom mistreated them, didn't say I love you, or their dad or whoever was the caregiver, and they split. That's a thing in the brain. They split, and then they are live out through a false.
So this side is like, I'm an everyday guy, Joe Sixpack, having a good time, la la la. This side, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, they live out of a false self that always needs to feel powerful and in control, and then that demon, and there probably is demons attached to it. Yeah, that's what happens. But yeah, so girls need to know when these dudes move on you quick, and they like come after you super fast, and you're the greatest thing in the whole world. Girl, bye. Look out.
So what happens?
Girl, bye. No. You got to wait. What? Make him wait.
What happens if the girl is the come on deal trying to close it real quick?
And let me tell you.
She's not going to kill you, though.
No, she will.
Why is it always the guy thing? Everything that comes to narcissism is the guys.
No,
it's the guys.
It is
the guys.
A lot of women.
You're right.
More and more women because women are taking on the masculine
roles. I can tell you about right now. I'm not going to mention that, but they are narcissists.
They make you crazy. They make you tell you everything's your fault. And they it's crazy making. So this poor girl on the body cam, you can tell she's like, I know, I'm upset and I don't know. And
when the police stopped them in Utah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No. And then it was like, oh, wait, he's the victim. Girl. Mm-mm. No, we got to be careful in this day and age, girls. You need to keep six boyfriends. Yeah. At least six. Because you know what? Because they don't all have every single thing you need. You know what I'm saying?
How do you say fresh with six boyfriends?
Oh.
Fresh? That's disgusting.
Fresh.
Shower.
Oh, no.
That's how you stay fresh.
Oh, wait. No. There's only one for that. The other five is for
they all have different jobs. That's only one. It's a new penis.
Oh, we have to say it?
But we can say that he's a dick, you're a dick, but we can't refer to the penis as the...
Okay, we don't like new lovers. Because we got to
teach.
Oh,
you want to stick with the. Oh.
We don't like that. Because we got to teach them a whole new. Yeah. As a whole new night train. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Anyway. I'm Rosie, and that's my take
Thank
on
you,
it.
Rose.
Girls, beware of the quick movers.
Man. Yeah, I'm not. I beware the quick mover. Yeah. I think girls, you know, see it as a turnoff, you know. But a lot of girls, though, you know, you meet them and then you have a phone call or two, and before you know it, you can't shake it.
Well, there's no, I mean, now it's Hinge. There's all this other stuff that you just hook up with a chick and you.
It's leave, like so. The panties on the stage, but for the average dude, he gets panties on his stage every day. It's like next. But then they hone in on one. Like an apex predator coming in at a 45-degree angle behind you.
Do they want to marry him and lock him down forever, or they just want to have a good time?
Oh, no, they want to lock him down, eat him, chew him up, and spit him out.
You're scaring me, Rosie.
Let's listen to the rest of these. Let's squeeze as many of these remarks as we can. Thank you, Rosie. That was awesome.
Praying mantis.
What is that? A sex move?
Praying mantis.
Oh. You mean the actual insect? Oh, yeah. They eat the head of the... Oh,
they
no,
eat
I got
the dude.
A little slow today, sorry. Here we go. Nothing on that one.
Hey, guys. It was Stiffen. Me and Stephanie wanted to go pond hopping, so I had to decide this was a great area, and I can't believe it was you. You saw me. I was on the bridge. Oh, my God. DJ, I had a baseball glove, so if you need a catcher, I'm out there.
That's why he came out.
That's who was out there running around in a tutu. Or whatever.
We'll have to put that on Facebook.
Shannon, you can't stop me, man. I love DJ's mom. Come on. Play the whole thing, man. Jesus.
I don't go back.
Play the whole thing.
Hey, DJ. I hope you're wearing those Admiral Blue skin-tight coach shorts tonight at the Broken Spoon. Bat boy. Be-doo, be-doo.
Be-doo, be-doo.
Wow.
What kind of shorts?
I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Hey, DJ. I hope you're wearing those Admiral Blue skin-tight coach shorts tonight.
Coach shorts. Admiral Blue skin-tight coach shorts.
I don't wear skin-tight shorts. Sorry.
Admiral Blue skin-tight coach shorts.
Okay.
Those are the ones that have like the big, waistband all the way around. They're like nylon, and you're like,
Ahoy, boy.
You had me at Admiral Blue.
Rosie Brocks, welcome to the show. It's great having you.
We love having a female voice on the show. So thank you. I appreciate you coming in.
Yay.
I don't know what else I got for you. I left it all on the table. Oh, you want to see Elvira's girlfriend that she mentioned the other day?
Yeah.
They look great. I'm surprised that she didn't come out a long time ago. She's got the celebrity stroke to come out as lesbian. She's kept it a secret, I guess, for most of her life.
The stroke, really? Okay.
You know what I mean? She's not an A-list.
Yeah.
I mean, power. She's not an A-list celebrity, but she's got some staying power.
Oh, I mean.
And she just came out with her name is Cassandra Peterson. That's her real name. Teresa is the girl's name. They look like a great couple.
Let me see the boobs. Oh, the boobs are... Oh.
Elvira.
That's what you look for in boobs when you see a lesbian couple?
No, I was looking. She always had the boobs sticking out.
Yeah, blowing it up.
I was looking for them, but she's got them under a turtleneck and a sweater.
Yeah.
But and her girlfriend looks like a boy. I don't understand it exactly.
She's kind of.
If you don't like boys, then why do you get a girl that looks like a boy?
That's true. I
get a little confused.
Well, so you can scissor a more masculine woman.
It doesn't
work. You think of them in a different way. I'm thinking of them. Instantly, you know.
You do,
but I know. I know they
None
don't even
that
do that.
Like
I know
it doesn't work. That does not. The plumbing in my mind doesn't work out.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back and wrap it all up. Rosie Maria is here. She's been with us today. Thank you, Rosie. I appreciate it. It's been awesome.
I love it. Thank you, Shannon.
Stick around. We'll take a break. Come back and wrap it all up for you. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. You know what I've noticed?
What?
is that if you could just get to billionaire status, however you do it,
yeah,
it is a wonderful life.
Yeah, it is.
Billionaire. Yeah. And imagine if you're worth maybe $500 million, it's close. John Paulson, this guy made a ton of money. He's a billionaire. He bet against the housing market in 08. Said to be worth about $4.7 billion, is filed from divorce from his wife of 21 years, which means she was around a lot before he became a billionaire. There's no prenup, and they say it's going to be one of the most expensive divorces in history. But already, before that's even over, John has already got a brand new girlfriend, an Instagram diet guru influencer, who is less than half his age.
She's hot as hell.
Look at that.
I mean, sexy.
She is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Billion. Look at this guy. Come on.
Buy a new
one. Look at him.
Yeah.
How do you go with a 33-year-old woman go with this dude right here?
Money.
Yeah.
That's got to be it.
I had a billionaire boyfriend. And you it did? Was the best lifestyle ever.
How was the sex and the love? Was
actually. It good? You know what? It was good. No. I always have, people in rotation. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to pretend.
I get you.
But I lived that life for
that's a lot.
Oh, oops.
Oh,
good grief.
But I understand that life for 5 minutes. But he was much better looking than this dude.
Good, I would hope. So I'm about to ask you. Okay, good.
He was better looking. Anyway, it all works out. It's fun.
Rosie Maria, thank you so much.
Hey,
we'll be hearing a lot more from her.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Good stuff today.
All right.
We're out of here. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday after Ed Till. Ed follows Justin Clark, and they follow Bubba the Love Sponge, a household name. They want it in the tri-state area. Dirt track, pocket full of pills, the great friend. I love him like a brother. See you on Monday after Ed Till. Have a great weekend. I'm Shannon Burke from the Florida Man Radio Network. Good night.